Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. Regular edition. It's Call and Show Friday. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
All right, we're live. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast, man. It is Friday, aka
Call
Show, Show Friday, which I'm really excited about. So, I can see the Rumble chat on this. Okay, all right, Bill, I see you. Guys, quick announcement when we get to the show. Number one, rumble.com/freshandfit. Again, that is rumble.com/freshandfit. If you guys want to go ahead and see the full podcast, because we've had to be, doing Shadow Realm switches every now and then.
To keep it safe,
yeah, which so. Basically, guys, Shadow Realm is, you know, when we, when I'm about to make a point that might not necessarily be safe, you know, y'all get the elevator music. But, and that's kind of what we have to do now. We have to be creative in ways to make sure that we don't violate the YouTube guidelines, because you guys know we've been in YouTube jail multiple times.
So many times.
Yeah, a bunch of times. So we have to be real careful with it and make sure that we don't, like, violate the guidelines and everything else like that.
But so far, so good, though.
Yeah, so far, it's working out. We're making things happen. As some of y'all reached out to me like, are y'all ever going to be monetized again? We'll see. We'll reapply in a few months. But, it is what it is.
We're
going to hope for the best, but, you know, be prepared for the worst, right?
But listen, man, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Any updates, man? What's going on? Wave check?
Hey, man.
Could you tell? Hold on, Mo, Bills. Am I tripping?
How we looking, man?
He's supposed
we got
to have
the 360s going all the way, pretty much.
Where's the Durag, bro?
Yeah,
hey,
Durag,
yeah, Durag
Myron. Y'all will never see that, man.
I got
hell
photos.
Yeah, we want to see Durag Myron. Yeah, oh God,
hit me on the low. I got the photos if you need it.
Yeah, man, it took me about, 3 weeks to finally get them all the way in. I got my first haircut with them. So, if you guys want me to do a video on how to get waves, I guess I could do one in the future.
But, yeah, I think it's on YouTube, how to get waves.
How to get
Myron Gaines,
yeah,
wave
yeah.
check.
So, I mean, I ain't going to lie to y'all. It's not necessarily easy. It's just about consistency. So, again, that gym mindset I tell you guys about. If you want to do something and you want to get it done right, whatever, you take that mindset and you apply it. I just was brushing vigorously and, I don't use any pomade, no grease, none of that crap, man. So made it happen.
No
for all the haters. No lotion either.
Damn.
No products whatsoever. The only thing I would do is I would put shampoo in my hair and brush with the shampoo in. You know, they call that the washing method, but that's about it, man. Never, no products in my hair because I hate that grease. When I had waves before and I used to put like grease in it, I hated the way it felt, man. And I like to wash my hair almost every day, which I know, this is not good for your hair, but I work out like almost every day, guys. I'm not walking around with a stinky head. So yeah.
I feel you.
Mo, yeah, give us another day, Mo.
Yo, what's going on? I am, I can start off with the weight update. I am at 389. That is officially 111 pounds. So, yeah, 389. I hope you guys enjoy the call-in show. Shout out to, big up LA Fitness. Yes, that is me. Yes, that's me at LA Fitness. So, big ups. I really do.
Yeah, they can't see you, bro.
I really get a bunch
can't miss
of them.
You, bro.
Hey, you'll be surprised, bro. Because they'll be like, are you? Yes, it's me. Big up to all the people at LA Fitness. You guys already know because you guys see me there all the time. So,
And then Bill. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And you guys can follow me at BigMo_BITW. That is BIGMO_BITW. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo because that's the MO.
All right. And now, Bills, what's up with you, man?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Just regular day, just hitting the gym, staying focused, making music. I'm a musician. You guys can go ahead and follow me on Instagram and YouTube at JBills on Instagram, Johnny Billions on YouTube and every other platform. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just been vibing, hitting the gym. It was chest day today. So, yeah.
Let's go.
Nice.
And quick update. Chris is still here, guys. He's not gone. He's not fired. Just to let people know, he's still here.
People
I don't know why
Chris
people thought
fired,
that.
Fired?
Yeah. Chris is still here,
Chris
guys.
Is definitely working. I'll tell you how that.
Behind the scenes with the studio and the girls.
Yeah. He's handling that stuff, man. Very, very taxing dealing with the females, guys.
And then for me, in the gym as usual, got some deals on the way for us. Some live shows coming up soon And I have coming as well a surprise guest soon. I'll just leave it there.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then as you guys know, we did our stream the other day. We've been doing some pretty long streams. We did the
seven
top 10
hours.
Songs. That went for 7 hours. We went till the sun came up. Pause. We started when the sun went down because we had started the show. Remember, like the nighttime show on it was Wednesday night, and then we ended up filming all night until the sun came up. Pause.
I cannot believe you guys did that till the sun came up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bro, is that the sun?
Yeah,
I was shocked. I was like, there's no way that's the sun, bro.
Fresh, as you know, and traditional Fresh Sense came in late and still tried to show the end the show early. Fantastic, right?
So. hold on. If you watch the stream, you can
like
see.
7 hours later, I was like, oh man, let's end this.
Yeah, because I heard you doing bad stuff on the stream, man. Mo told me. See, if I'm here, things got a little bit controlled. Mm-hmm. If I'm not here, it's like, bro, the Wild West.
That's on guy.
The Wild West, man.
That's on
hey,
guy.
Man, I didn't.
Man,
I didn't put the mask on, man, so I don't know what you guys are so
yeah.
scared of.
You almost did.
Yeah, I mean, yo, I was spooked. For Halloween, I was spooked, man.
Oh, guy.
That's a bad costume.
Well, it's a good Halloween costume.
It's a terrible
it's
Halloween.
It's Casper the Ghost.
It's scary.
It's a terrible Halloween costume.
Terrible Halloween.
Yeah, with a
terrible Halloween
costume. It's Casper the Ghost with a triangle.
Well, it's not. Well, hold on. It's not a terrible.
No.
I'll say this. It's not a terrible Halloween costume. It's a terrible choice.
All right. Yeah. Nice job, Mo. Nobody cares what you think, nigga.
Anyhow, wait, hold on. Wait, you know, I'm going to expose you. You actually care about what I say the most,
do
Myron.
I?
Yeah.
When? You got proof?
What? I'm not allowed to, you know.
Okay.
You know, I'm not.
He might be right, though. Because
no
I'm
proof.
Not here all the time, so I can't say everything, but.
No proof.
Okay.
Right.
Call in Friday, man.
Yeah. 515-605-9740, guys, the number to call in if you want to go ahead and ask a question.
We want haters, supporters, everybody.
FNFSuperchat.com. Can we get that website up there real quick? Yeah, guys, FNFSuperchat.com. We got a pin in the top description and pin in the top of the chat. So, yeah, man, if y'all want to go ahead and call into the show. And
and we just got from Rumble a new update about some software stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be launched very soon. Bill's going to work on it. And it's going to be insane for the stream for
yep.
Rumble.
FNFSuperchat.com, guys.
Yep.
So go ahead and call into the show. And if you guys want to go ahead and, like I said, skip the line. Put the last four digits of your number. Mo's in there right now screening the phone. So we got y'all.
Let's see YouTube real quick. I think people are saying it's frozen.
Yeah. And for the haters, I hope you guys call in, especially y'all.
Got it. And YouTube refresh. Give it some time.
We're fine. Yeah, we're fine. Just refresh the YouTube stream, guys. Because the YouTube is playing on a bit of a lag. Because
we got to do some things behind the scenes.
Yeah. We got to make sure that we don't
got it.
Do crazy stuff.
It's good.
So, all right. So let's get the first person on the line. We'll do the first person on the line, and then I'll hit the we'll read the chats.
All right. We have.
And I want some haters to call in. Haters, if you're a hater. Call in.
And don't be a fake hater.
Yeah, don't be a fake hater.
Let's hear your gripe.
We'll still get a fake hater. And we have 5915. You are up. 5915. You are up.
Go ahead, man.
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. We can hear
you. Are you able to hear us?
What's going on? Yes. Loud and clear. My name is Mohammed. I'm calling in from Detroit. Just wanted to get your thoughts on... Walaikum salam. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the UAW strikes, how you think it's going to impact stocks, or if you think it's just going to be one of those 2-3 week strikes and then everybody's going to go back to work.
UAW?
What's that?
There's no way you guys don't know about UAW. UAW is a union for workers. It's in charge of the big three, GM, Ford. It's all over the news right now. I don't know if you guys can pull it up.
I don't watch the news, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not aware of it, bro. I mean, I don't know how long these strikes have been going on, but I genuinely was not aware of
the
strikes. But what I will say is that, I mean, the car industry has been suffering for literally years, bro. So, I mean,
basically what it is in less than 20 seconds, there's about 150,000 workers at Ford and GM and Stellantis, which is Chrysler. They're asking to get a 40% increase in their wages, bring back certain pensions, and Ford and GM CEO go on today, and they're saying, you know, if we do this, we're going to go bankrupt. But it's kind of a leftist movement, so I thought you guys would know about it. Maybe check it out if you got some time. But it's definitely something I think, Myron, you'd be interested in just reading about real quick.
No, I'll look into it. I don't, like I said, I don't know much because I can't comment now. I don't want to comment on things that I'm not very well educated and versed in.
Right.
But what I will say is I'm not surprised because the automobile industry in the United States has taken a beating the past, you know, for the better part of the last two decades. Ever since we invaded Iraq, I've seen just the automobile industry just like go through, you know, turmoil after turmoil after turmoil. So
yeah,
I'm not surprised that this is happening. You know, obviously inflation is hitting everybody because people want the problem is that the cost of goods has gone up, but the cost of wages have not gone up to compensate for the increased price of goods. So that's a big issue, you know.
That's exactly the UAW's stance. Sorry to cut you off.
There you go. Bam. See, I didn't even have to know that to know that that's probably why they're striking.
And also from the buyer standpoint, they're not buying the cars anymore.
There you go.
So
there you go.
I would argue that most toll lots are full of cars already from, like, for example, just repossessions.
Yeah. Right now is not a good time to buy a car. So, I mean, it makes sense, dude. I wouldn't be surprised that they're striking. I mean, like I said, the inflation is going crazy. And on top of that, you compound the problem with the fact that people aren't purchasing vehicles right now.
Yeah.
Dealerships are having a hard time getting cars on the lot. They have a lot of inventory. Yeah, it's going to be bad. Because they don't need to make cars as much. So the company's looking at it like, well, our production is slowed down, so why do we need to give you guys more? But no, man, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You've definitely piqued my interest. I'm going to take a look at that.
All right, Myron. Respect. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Fresh.
Thanks for calling into the show,
cool, man.
All right. We got, let's see here. And, I mean, that definitely impacts him, too, because he's out of Michigan.
Oh,
that's
where
they're all headquartered.
Yeah.
You know? So a big reason why Detroit is such a crap hole, by the way, is because the automobile industry is like taking like, you know, big tumbles down, and the industry as well. Like Detroit used to be a very blue collar industry factory type city, but a lot of those jobs went over to China. And then next thing you know, you end up with what we got now, which is the shitty Detroit.
Mm.
What do we got here?
We have next 2000. You're up.
Yo.
Hello?
Let's try to get a hater on the next one, Mo. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a lot of hate ones.
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? So I'm 23 right now. I'm studying acting in Los Angeles. I just graduated from a really good school, but I decided I wanted to pursue acting. The only thing is I'm living at home right now, and I'm having a lot of conflicts at home because, like, my parents are upset about, you know, me acting instead of getting a salary job in like finance. So I was wondering, for someone that literally has like zero money right now in the bank account while they're studying acting, what can I do to start making some money? Because it's just tough right now because I don't have time to like work a restaurant job, and I don't have time to get like an internship or anything. But my dad's like, he's like saying, oh, I'm a bum and all this other stuff.
Hold on. What do you mean you don't have time to go get a job?
Well, no, I do have time to get a job. I just don't have – I can only work part-time. That's kind of the issue.
What are you doing – okay, hold on. What are you doing all those hours?
So my acting school is from 9 to 6, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Wednesday and Friday I have like a – I get out a little earlier, around like 4.
Okay, so you're in acting school from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, and all right, and then you're saying that you don't have time to go to work?
No, I'm not saying I don't have time to go to work. I do want to work. I'm just kind of lost because I have a degree, but like, I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to drop my ego. It's not like I'm not willing to work at like a restaurant or something, but it's just weird because I feel like I'm overqualified for these jobs and I'm not hearing anything back. And my dad keeps saying, oh, you don't want to work, and I'm applying on LinkedIn, Indeed, and I don't know what to do.
What's your degree in?
My degree is in business. I double majored, so I studied business and also communications.
It's funny, you would give your answer to yourself, bro.
You said it just now in your reply, because he says, I don't want to not say I don't want to do the jobs, but like he's saying, in a nutshell, I can do the jobs. He's saying he's more qualified than he's getting the job. He's overqualified, basically.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, there's nothing wrong with picking up a job that you're overqualified for a period of time to get some money in while you find something else. I would say, you know, get something that you can work right now, right? It might suck that you're working a job that is, you know, in your eyes below you, but hey, bro, you know, beggars can't be choosers all the time, so it might be better for you to just pick up a job, keep your parents happy, right? And then obviously look for a better job in the meantime just so that you can get some kind of income coming in. And that will get your parents off your back because they probably feel like you're a grown-ass man, you have a degree, you're not doing anything. And at the end of the day, bro, like, you know, your dad is probably getting annoyed because he's like, yo, you're a grown-ass man. Like, you need to become an adult. So I would say pick up some type of job, right, that you could do on the side on your acting. I'm not telling you to put your dreams away, but what I am telling you is that you also have to live in reality to a degree and understand that the likelihood of you becoming an actor is very slim to none, and you need to set yourself up where you got some income coming in right now.
Well, that's what I was also trying to say. When I said overqualified, I didn't say that I wasn't applying just because I was overqualified. I still have been applying, but I'm not even hearing back from like restaurant level jobs that there's an Equinox around the corner from my house. I've been calling every morning. I sent in my resume and it's like, I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, I'm actively applying and I'm not hearing anything. So
you get what you're saying? You've been applying for jobs, but how many have you actually applied for? Do you even know?
I don't track it, but I usually shoot for, like, right before school, I try to crank out at least, like, 20 applications a day.
Okay,
so,
bro,
yeah.
I did over 200 applications, and I got a response at 401.
Oh, wow.
Like, you have to understand, bro, for a month I didn't have a job. I was at Starbucks, I got jobs online every single day. And it took time. Now, for you, obviously speaking, you want to hurry up because your parents are on your ass. But it's like, bro, like, you didn't put in enough numbers yet. Keep going until you get it. It's that simple. Or you can stay like a bum and not get any money at all. But if you want it bad enough, you'll put in the work to get it at this point. But I just pulled this full time. It is a full-time job itself, but you need money, so you got to do something, bro.
Also, have a sign that say, hey, what help wanted? Like, go into those places as well.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
And if you aren't getting any jobs, bro, update your resume. Because either it sucks, it's only a couple of things
that's
you have listed there. If you want,
I just moved from Miami, so maybe that's why. I just moved from Miami, and all my, like, internships and jobs that I have there are stay in Miami, so maybe... I was thinking maybe they think I'm still living in Miami, so I don't know if it's like a resume.
We should do a show.
I need to put my address.
Yeah. So basically, bro, your resume is going to determine if they respond to you or not. So I would just say, update your resume, bro. Make it clean. If you're not sure how to do it, go online. I think it's called resume.com. It has templates you can follow, really good templates there. Just follow those. You should be good to go from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Obviously, if you have any more quick tips you want to give me? I don't want you to feel like I'm making excuses. I really am trying, so I was just trying to get a different perspective on it. But
Keep doing what you're doing. You just have to keep doing what you're doing, and you have to, you know, make sure that you crank out those applications. Fresh just told you he put out 400 plus before he got a response. Man, it's a numbers game, my friend.
Yeah.
So
just like girls,
play the numbers game. Be willing to take a job that you might necessarily be overqualified for, and there's nothing wrong with that, bro. Just get some money in and get off your ass so that your dad isn't on you. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Okay. Thank you, Myron.
All right, bro.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay.
We need a show on how to do interviews and do resumes because I think that's very important.
The more we do this, the more I'm seeing like we need to. Yeah.
Yeah. Monday Mondays.
Okay. Yo, guys, where's we got a hater?
505-565-9740. We're waiting, bro.
Yeah. You guys on Reddit, they like to talk a lot of shit. Come on, man. This is your chance. Call into the show.
All right. We have
all the critics. They got a lot to say. This is your opportunity to go ahead and give us your critique. And here's the thing. I'm always open to critique. I read comments and stuff like that, at the, you know, even though I shouldn't be doing that. But I read them anyway because some of you guys do give good criticisms in there, and we follow it. if it's valid.
Mm. So we have 7194. 7194. You're up.
Yo.
What's up, caller?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys?
Yo.
Okay. Hey, so I just got into this situation the other day. I was messing with this broad, and we was fucking, and she told me to put a baby in her. So I just, like, got up, and I left out of my room, and then I told the bitch to leave. And she started going crazy, bro. She was talking about, I'm going to tell people that you raped me and all this shit. And she
Whoa.
Said she was going to call the police. Yeah, bro. She said she was going to call the police on me and shit. So I instantly started recording, and I just said everything my room was saying. Like, hey, you look dumb right now. Get out. Get out of my place. So it took her, like, 10 fucking minutes to get out, bro. And then, like, I kind of slipped up at the end because she did push me. So I just threw the bitch out of my house. So she called the police, and the police came, and I just told them what happened, and he was just like, hey, man, if you're dealing with a chick like that, just run. Don't have her come to your house no more. So, I mean, the police was cool, and I still got the shit on video.
All right, well, just keep that footage with you, bro, because that might be your saving grace from the craziness. Mm-hmm. And and just, I mean, if you're really worried about it, I'll consult with an attorney, get ahead of this, just in case she tries to do something in the future. But
call her.
But yeah, bro.
This is so simple because.
But nigga, why are you fucking bitches and making them feel like shit? Like, you can't do that, bro.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro.
Like,
dude, this could have been avoided so easily.
No, like, she was a side piece. You know, she a side piece. She keeps, like, saying little shit to make me think that she's really into me. But I keep telling her I just want to fuck, and she knows that shit. So I
but yeah,
to, I
bro, look,
had to
look,
do that.
Look, you gotta have a little bit of common sense though. Like being like this this guy where you shit on the women right after you gotta remember, bro, women are super vulnerable after they hook up with you and emotional. So you don't wanna sit there and like make them feel like, you know, like hoes. Because when you do that, what ends up happening is she's like, oh, I feel used, I feel like shit. So what she's gonna do a lot of the time, she's gonna go ahead and take that anger out on you through other means. It could be physical, it could be violent, it could be her going to the police and lying on you. So don't make women feel like whores after you hook up with them, bro, because a lot of times they'll come up with fake allegations and say, oh, well, I didn't mean to hook up with you, or they'll try to retroactively withdraw consent. So you got to protect yourself and be intelligent here, bro. This is chess, not checkers.
And also, you lost frame, bro, because holding frame means that, okay, ultimately she said something weird to you, which is like, put a baby in me. That's kind of weird, not gonna lie. At that point, you know what? Oh yeah, I busted. You know what? I gotta go to work. Could you hello? I gotta get ready for work. And at that point, it's kind of like, all right. She's like, all right, he busted, whatever. You know, it's done. I'll leave. You kind of said to her, just get the fuck out. And I mean, after sex, kind of like what Myron said.
Yeah, she's in a really vulnerable state, bro. And then the fact that you've already been smashing her, dogging her out, like, you know, what you basically did was you confirmed what she was hoping wasn't going on. Because, you know, women are delusional, and if you're smart, you can use that delusion to your advantage. She thought that there could be something there. And I'm not telling you to, you know, sell the dream and all that, but clearly you were doing something that had her invested in you, and then you went ahead and destroyed that dream right after smashing her when she's at a vulnerable point. So, you know, of course she's going to respond and say some dumb shit like, I'm going to go ahead and make a false allegation against you. Women know that they have that ace up their sleeve, bro. So I'm glad that you recorded it.
That was good.
You know, make sure that you document all your conversations, whatever, God forbid something happened. But, bro, just be more intelligent next time and, like, don't shit on chicks like that right after you hook up with them, man.
Okay, I got something to say real quick. You can't compete with Fresh when it comes to waves. This hair is coarse, bro. You're Mick. All you got to do is put hot water in your shit. Brush your hair, put a do-rag on, that's it.
Nah, man, that ain't that simple, bro.
Me and Fresh got the same hair. We got to do extra
bro.
Shit.
The coarser your hair is, bro, the easier it is to get waves.
Yeah, well, you had it before. That's another thing. Once you already get waves,
I had waves
for a while.
Well,
you can
I had them 15 years ago. 15 years ago.
Caller, nigga, using a do-rag.
15 years ago,
nigga,
bro.
Using a brush 24/7. I brush every now and then out the shower. That's it.
Yeah. It's easier for waves. And they're still trash. That's why I make fun of you.
I ain't even trying, nigga.
Yeah, that's the point.
No, nigga, you got coarse hair, bro. You're mixed.
No, bro. When you have coarse hair, bro, look, the more curly your hair, the easier it is to get waves. Like, I got big curls. I don't have small curls like Fresh does. So
Exactly. Yeah, that's why your hair, that's why your waves are really big, because it stretches out when you brush your hair.
Okay,
it stretches your curls.
With that said, I got to wolf longer, I got to brush harder, and it's harder for me to get waves than someone who has more coarse hair. People that have coarse hair, it's easy for them to get waves because their hair has little curls, so they don't have to have their hair as long and wolf as long to get the waves.
Coarse is harder, actually.
So that's why,
yeah,
that's why
hard,
I rank you.
Why
it's harder
they,
for me to get waves than you, bro.
You get to?
All right. Call it. We're going to hit the next person. Yo, Nick, don't do that again. Talk to a lawyer on the side just in case if you feel worried. But if you have all the conversations documented, shit like that, you should be good. All right?
Yeah, dude.
Also,
caller,
keep it smooth, bro. Don't
all right,
try
bro.
To
yeah, yeah. Call her. Like, yeah, man. Don't dog out your fucking
like,
side
get
pieces like that, bro.
Put your shoes on outside. Yeah,
that shit will get
you
hit up with a case, man. So,
yeah,
all right. Who's up next?
That ever happened to you? Where, like, a girl was like, put a baby in me.
Yeah, but you just play it cool.
Probably yeah. I was spooked, but I was like, you know what? All right.
Yeah.
You know.
Myron probably hears that shit all the time.
I got to go.
Next up, we have, this one's from the Streamlabs. 1433, you are up. 1433, you're up.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
What's caller?
Just had a quick question. Where do you guys see yourselves? Because I just signed up for the Castle Club. Where do you guys see yourselves in
Real
5 years? Because it seems like I love the show. I support you guys 100%. But the constant revolving door of girls, and it's like the city. I'm sure Myron, you already see, she's gonna say A, B, C, D on every question. What do you see in the next 5 years or so where your show is heading toward?
Well, I mean, hopefully we're not doing as many female panels. We'll probably still do them, but not as much. Yeah, I mean, 5 years, bro. I'm looking to be, you know, like Rogan type level, like where I'm talking like. I mean, we're fairly mainstream now, but you know, there's always room for improvement, and I definitely want to be having some of those higher IQ conversations
yeah.
and talks with certain
yeah,
guests.
Yeah.
So that's definitely – and, you know, we've been trying to do that by bringing on, you know, a very diverse panel of people. I still think to this day we absolutely bring the most diverse panel of guests out of any podcast on the internet.
That's true, yeah. That's true, yeah.
But we're definitely the most diverse by far, I think, between the different types of shows we do, the different topics we cover, different guests we've had on the show. We're the most diverse. But obviously that diversity comes at a cost, right? You know, some stuff is great,
yeah.
right, which is, you know – you guys learn a lot from or is super educational, but then others are super controversial. And, you know, to be diverse, you have to risk being controversial to some degree. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's a lot of experimenting, but that's where we see ourselves in the next 5 years is we want to definitely be a top, like a household name type podcast. Is it going to be easy? No, because, I mean, obviously we're not politically correct. And being non-politically correct nowadays is not necessarily a way to grow, but you know, you can see that a lot of people want this type of content because they can watch it without, you know, it's what a lot of people really think. It's a silent majority.
Correct, yes.
So, all right.
So, yeah, listen, I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks. Shout out to Big Mo. I always talk to him on Instagram. He's a true, genuine person. You guys, I'm 39, married with 3 kids. I wish I had the soft that you guys were given 10, 15 years ago. Because
you know, me
I
and
married
Mo,
my wife.
Talking about that.
Yeah. You know, I married my wife. I didn't do a prenup. You know, I'm like deep in the hole. But I come from that trad con kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
and you know, but that was 10, 15 years ago. You know what I mean? So it kind of still, you know, it's working great right now. But I'm the exception to the rule. But
mm-hmm.
I wish
mm-hmm.
these guys will listen because I see when I was first dating to today. Where I see young gentlemen still dating, and I really pray for them, man. Because they're in a world of hurt.
Yeah. No, it's tough,
and,
man. It's tough.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, thanks for calling into the show, bro. Like I said, I'm glad that, you know, your situation is working out fine. You know, a lot of TradCon relationships like take L's, but you figured it out. You're doing okay. And it's good that you picked your wife up at a time when women weren't as big a degenerate as they are nowadays, unfortunately.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So,
Myron, you the way you guys speak, the way you and Fresh are giving these advices, I will tell my kids, you know what I mean? Because unfortunately, hypergamy is real, you know what I mean? Like 100% the way that the ladies or the girls are nowadays, I wouldn't wish that on my enemy. But unfortunately, yeah. This is the landscape that we're in. And I appreciate your time. Have a great night, and I'll be watching the after-hour show.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I mean, in today's society, no worries, man. Yeah, guys, I mean, for the audience out there, like, guys, open hypergamy is a thing. Like, it used to be women kind of kept it on the low and just kind of fielded their options behind closed doors, right? And then if you got picked, you got picked. But nowadays, women are out and overt with it. You see them on private jets. You see them at NBA basketball games on the floor saying, oh, yeah, this guy took me out here while this other guy hits me up. Like, girls are, like, literally, they're showing their DMs. They're showing all the people hitting them up. They got chat groups of guys, you know, hitting them up. They're posting pictures of the flowers that they get when they're at work. Like, all of this, guys, personifies what I've told you guys since before. We live in a world now where women are not only encouraged to be hypergamous, they're incentivized to be hypergamous, and they're rewarded for being hypergamous through social media, attention, etc. Girls like to be on their Instagram flexing their lifestyle to make other girls feel inferior, okay? They don't care if it lowers their own sexual market value. They care about flexing on other girls and saying, look at what I'm able to do. Look at these foreign locations I'm at. Look at this travel that I'm doing. Look at these flowers that some guy gave me. Look at this restaurant that I'm eating at, etc. Because we all know she ain't showing the nigga that paid for it, but we know that she's getting these experiences through a male. So, and women will be okay with flexing that, right? Even though it lowers their sexual market value. It's crazy to me. Like I can't tell you how many times we tell girls, yo, you do realize that you posting like sexy photos of yourself or yourself in foreign locations or on a private jet, like, that's a huge red flag to a lot of men, and they're going to find you less attractive. They don't care because they want to flex on their friends. They want to flex on other females. They want to get to the Discover page, and they want to tell people, oh, look at my lifestyle. I'm so lit. But it's funny, though, because, like, now you'll go on Instagram or you'll go on TikTok or whatever, and girls like, well, post this stuff. And she dudes in the comments just roasting the chicks out. Like, who paid for that? Oh, sugar daddy, blah, blah, blah. Like, some girl, I remember someone sent me, like, a video, some chick, like, talking about her lifestyle in Boston as, like, a programmer, right? Which is, like, 50, 75K a year. But she's, like, in, like, you know, is somewhere in the seaport in, like, a $5,000 to $10,000 a month apartment, mm-hmm. like, traveling around doing a bunch of random fuck-all shit. And it's like, wait, how do you have the money to afford this shit? And everyone's, like, roasting her, like, you know, sugar baby or, you know, parents money, blah, blah, blah. But, yo, like, people are starting to call out the BS, dude, because it's like, yo, why you're flexing this. It's not yours. You know what I mean? It's very obvious it's not yours, but whatever.
I mean, you called it. They don't care about what men think.
They don't.
And as a result, it's a competition because Instagram itself, okay, why are you posting that? One, for attention, but you want to compete with other girls so that they know that you're the shit.
Yeah.
You're getting niggas that could fly you out and, like, take you on trips. So it sucks, but it's to their own detriment.
Yep. Yeah, it absolutely lowers their own sexual market value, but they don't care.
Yeah, they don't at all.
1 second, got you.
What happened? Oh, sorry,
we're back.
Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry, I showed my face.
Okay, let's. Yo, do we got a hater on the line? I want a hater on the line.
Okay. We got to do the paid ones.
No, I know that, but do we have a hater though? We're gonna make sure we get to everybody, but for all the haters, right? Because we get a lot of criticism, which is cool, but I'd like to get one of y'all on the phone. Okay.
I'm a critic 9920.
There you go. Fresh with the good eyes.
Morgan is a 304.
He's not in there any yet.
All right.
Oh, so 9220.
9220. Let's get him in. Bro, if you're not a hater, we're going to hang up on you.
And then 6816.
So if you better be a hater or have a critique or something. I don't know.
Well, let's try him. 9220.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I love you guys, but I am a critic. I just have one point that I feel like Myron doesn't – he's not correct on. So, basically, you tell women to search for a guy versus, you know, put their career first, put their education first. And I just feel like we live in an economy to where the average man can't support a family, let alone just a woman or, you know, a woman or kids. So I just feel like that's just, like, bad advice because it's not practical.
Okay, so you think it's impractical to tell women to prioritize finding a man?
Well, yeah, to tell them to prioritize finding a man over, you know, finding a job, finding an education, stuff like that.
Well, I've always said it, that – there's no, absolutely nothing wrong with women going to school and educating themselves and entering the workforce. But what I am saying is that that comes second to the man that they meet and the family. So I'm okay with a female going to school, working, getting an education, all that stuff, getting a job. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, once she finds the man, right, and this is on her to pick the right guy, by the way, that can take care of her or put her in a position where she doesn't necessarily have to pay a majority of the bills or she doesn't have to split, then she prioritizes the family. That's what I've always said. I've never said, you know, don't go to school, don't get a job. I'm saying that that needs to come second to once you find the man. The career now becomes, you know, second place.
Okay. So with that being said, so say they do get married to the guy. They have a family, but they don't have a career. They don't have, like, educational background, so they can't easily just, like, find a job if they were to get divorced. Say the husband does cheat on the wife and, you know, ends up leaving the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that kind of puts the woman at a, like, really, like, a shitty situation because, I mean, she doesn't have any sort of backing to support
herself. That's an absolute – That's a fair point, very fair point. And I would argue that's one of the biggest, you know, excuses that women use for why they need to be educated and go to school and make money and everything. But the reality is simply men aren't the ones walking away from relationships. Even if a man has an affair and has sex with another woman, the likelihood is that he's going to go back to his wife. I mean, there's a phrase called it's cheaper to keep her. And the reason why that is because men understand that the family courts are absolutely designed to destroy that man should he do exactly what you just said, find another woman, knock her up, leave his wife, etc. There's serious consequences for a man doing that if a woman doesn't have education and money coming in and the guy leaves her. So men rarely, if ever, leave their wife, realistically speaking. Is it possible? Yes,
okay,
but is it possible?
I mean, okay, I mean, you're basing it off of statistics, but I mean, I just feel like a woman can't realize that because, I mean, if you're looking at it from her perspective, if the husband cheats on her, that's a threat to their relationship, and, I mean, that's like a direct threat to their marriage, meaning she could lose finances, she could lose support. I mean, it's just like telling a woman to accept cheating is like, it's not smart to tell them that.
I think it's extremely smart and it's extremely practical because if you know that a majority of men are prone to cheat and will cheat if given the opportunity, it's better to prepare yourself for the uncomfortable truth versus hoping that something else will happen. I always use the analogy. If I tell you it's raining outside and I hand you an umbrella and you choose not to use the umbrella and you go outside and you get wet, whose fault is it? Well, it's your fault because I gave you the umbrella. I gave you the necessary tools to shield yourself from the water, yet you decided, you know what? Water's just going to roll off my back. I'll be fine. No, you're going to get drenched like everyone else that walks into the rain. So what I tell women is be prepared where if your man does have an affair or has sex with another woman, because most men will, if given the chance and opportunity without getting caught, let's just be honest here, we're all men, okay? Just hey, don't leave for something like that because more than likely, as Fresh always says, you're going to go to the next guy, and he's going to probably do the same thing. And then the unfortunate thing is the more money and status the man has, the more likely this is going to happen. So it's a vicious cycle. So I tell women, hey, this is how you prepare for being with men in general, and it's not that big of a deal. Women have very unrealistic fears a lot of the times.
Okay. I mean, I personally disagree. I don't think that's an unrealistic fear.
What's unrealistic?
I mean, I think that's a very
– that the man will leave her?
Right. If he was to cheat on her, I mean, that's a realistic fear that he could, you know, completely
leave
the family, no longer support the family, and then the wife's left on her own.
Women initiate 80% plus, bro, of breakups and divorces, etc. So there's a minority chance that he's going to leave. But men rarely leave women, especially with the exact scenario that you gave where he's the primary breadwinner. He makes all the money. He's the, leader of the household, etc. He's going to be punished even more so if he leaves his wife because she doesn't have money.
Yeah, you're forgetting caller.
That's
in women's favor. And if he's making the money,
that does make
you have a valid point. You have a valid point. But what I'm trying to say is that your point will be defeated through the family courts. The family courts were designed specifically for the scenario you just gave.
Yeah, so they're going to be punished.
So they're going to take an L if they try to leave their chick with all that leverage.
Okay, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I just feel like that's not the average guy. The average guy doesn't have enough money to support an entire family. So it's like, if you're talking to the average guy has a wife that's most likely working, also supporting mm-hmm. the family. So if he was to cheat, he doesn't have the same amount of leverage than versus a guy that's literally supporting the family all on his own income.
Okay,
so
well, and that's
it's like your only
scenario.
Your advice. Your advice only really benefits.
Hmm?
What are you
she's
saying?
Still, in that scenario, that so because now you're switching scenarios. Now you're saying, well, okay, well she needs to have an education to be able to back herself up. Okay, well, we just debunked that. So now you're saying, okay, what if she does have a job and they're splitting the bills and he cheats on her anyway? Well, she's still gonna get her pound of flesh out of him. She's gonna probably take the kids. That's going to give her child support money. He's going to suffer at some point, bro, is what I'm trying to say. Men rarely, if ever, initiate the breakups. It's the women that do that.
Right, right. And I see what you're saying. So with the scenario to where it's like the average couple, which is like both people are working, but the husband and wife are both working, it's not practical to tell the husband to say, hey, I'm going to sleep around when I can, and I feel like you should accept it. That's not practical advice.
Caller, do you watch the show?
I watch the show all the time.
So then you would know that when we tell guys about telling their girls, hey, this is my lifestyle, this is what I do, they're of a certain value. If he's the average guy, there's no point of him even saying that. 50-50, she'll never accept that at all. So it's kind of like, I get what you're saying, but like we tell this for like high-value guys. So get to that point.
But regular guys are going to cheat too, though.
Yeah.
Like, so I tell girls, find the guy that you're willing to accept it from, so you kind of, deal with it on the front end. So it's not going to mess you up as bad if it comes out. But, again, I think you misconstrued a couple of things that we said. We never said, yo, girls shouldn't work at all, and they need to, prioritize the husband. What I'm saying is that you can work and do what you've got to do until you find your man. But once you find that man, you need to submit to him and, put him first and not the career and everything else. That's what we said.
Yeah, I call you missed some valid points, but once again, if you heard what we said on the show, you understand that we had things to kind of cover these points as well.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, I guess y'all's advice is more towards high-value guys who are like, high-status, high-income, stuff like that. I do have one other point. So a lot of the times you say that women are a lot more emotional than men are. But if you were to look at how many men are in prison versus how many women are in prison, there's way more men in prison. So wouldn't that suggest that men are much more irrational and make impulsive decisions based off of emotion?
No.
Well, you also got to keep in mind that men serve 66% more jail time than women do. But, yeah, I mean, men tend to be more violent than women.
Right. So if men are more violent, that means they're basing their decisions off of impulses coming from emotions.
Not necessarily all the time, bro. A lot of it is premeditated murder, bro.
But you're going off of like the entire population, right? So that means all women are not in jail either. So they're outside doing their thing, but it's still emotional. Not
yeah,
true?
And committing crime isn't necessarily the only being emotional.
So what's the argument here? Because
it just so happens when men are emotional, there tends to be violent outcomes, which leads to prison time. But that does not necessarily mean that men in general are more emotional than women. It just means that what you're just using the metric of, okay, men are in prison because so that means they're more emotional. But you got to remember that there's ways to be emotional without necessarily having the bottom line become prison.
And also, let's say the scenario is a man and woman gets pulled over and they're both drunk. He could say, oh, man, I'm trying to get home, bro. I messed up. He's going to jail. She says, oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. She's going home. It's like the woman's all going to get lesser time or no time at all.
Yeah. Using the criminal justice system isn't the best barometer to assess female and male emotional levels.
So,
I guess you could make an argument,
a
component, but it's not the best way to gauge.
It may not be the best way to gauge emotional judgment, but it is a good way to judge irrationality. And if you guys argue that men are much more logical than women are, but if you're a logical person, you'll be able to understand how to stay out of jail.
Well, I mean, a lot of guys, right, that are in prison are there for, crimes that aren't necessarily violent. It's crimes that are involve making money through nefarious ways,
scamming,
whether it's scamming,
fraud,
selling drugs, etc.
Yeah.
These aren't necessarily emotionally driven crimes. They're if you actually think about it, they're very logically sound ways to make money when they have limited opportunities, right? Like if you're a convicted felon, right? The reason why the recidivism rate is so high in the United States is because when you're a convicted felon, you can't necessarily find a job. So they find other ways to make money, even though it might be through nefarious means. Now, I'm not excusing it. Don't get it twisted. I'm not excusing it, but I think it's actually a very logically sound way to make money, given the fact that they have limited opportunities to earn income. So I don't think the criminal justice system argument is a valid way to assess female and male emotion levels, because and women show emotion all the time, and it might not necessarily
result
bottom line
in jail
into
time.
Jail time.
And I could also argue, just to counter your point, all the women that are on meds because of their emotional status, you know, that could also be argument too. But once again, I don't know. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, bro, but
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, I mean, but bro, women are definitely more emotional than men, man. Come on, dude. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, like, I do agree. But I do think that men are, they're much more irrational because, I mean, if you just look at the statistics, it's in the statistics. They make irrational decisions.
Men, you said men do?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's because you're using the metric of prison and jail to assess that, but there's a bunch of irrational things that women do too that you can't necessarily capture through statistics.
That is true. That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's wrong here, bro?
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to have this a discussion, I mean, I think it's pretty damn factual at this point that women are absolutely more emotionally driven than men are.
I think so too, but I mean, I don't think it's as like majority women are, like, you know, 80% more emotional than men are. I think it's much more closer than we think. That's basically what my argument is. I think it's much more like maybe 60-40 to say so.
I mean, you know, we can debate the nuances, but I'm saying in general, women are far more emotional than men are. Are there women out there that are capable of, you know, logically sound arguments and everything else? Sure. But in general, they're not. And I mean, if you look at the way the world was built, et cetera, if women were so rationally sound and logical, we'd have more female inventors. We'd have more female, you know, geniuses. But we don't. Women tend to hover in the average median parts of the bell curve.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
All right, man. Well, it was a good discussion. Like I said before, we could agree and disagree on some points, but as far as like female emotion and women chasing careers over family, I mean, I think you misinterpreted what we said on the first part, but what we say is like, hey, she can get a job and everything, but she's got to understand that once she does get a man, that comes first. Mm-hmm. And priorities have to shift. So who's
yeah.
up next?
I mean, I think it's just an endless conversation. I just don't think women would ever agree with something like that.
They won't. They won't. And I agree with you that they won't. But the thing is that they got to accept reality. And that's why I tell them these things, because no one else is going to tell them. And to be honest, they're not going to listen anyway. But it's mostly for the audience to, you know, see that even in the face of fact, women don't like the truth. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
bro. Good talking to you guys.
No worries, man.
Cool, man.
Who's up next?
Talk to you.
Also, whoever's 4660 and you paid $100, make sure you're on the line.
Shout out to you, bro.
So I don't see
Don
you on
DeMarco.
The
– Yeah, Don DeMarco's for you.
So I don't see you on the line, so make sure you're in there so I can have you.
Let's Super Chats.
You want a caller Super Chat or
no, – Yeah. I just want to read the one. I'll read these chats real quick, and then all we'll right. go back to the calls.
Okay.
And let's see here. And guys, yeah, if you guys want to get on the show, like I said before, Super Chat is the show, fnfsuperchat.com, or Rumble Ranted In, either or. Kendall Lawson. I just want to say thank you. I've been researching for the past couple of years now, and your book helped tremendously. Much love to FNF family. Shout out to you, bro. And then we got Mater from Germany. Guys, come to Germany. Match it happening here. The media here is 100% woke and everything else gets labeled Nazi, referring to our past. You guys should have been canceled ASAP. Anyway, if you need Airbnb in Germany, hit me up. Got a couple of my synagogue. Well,
no.
Okay.
No.
This guy, bro.
Dude.
some numbers and some letters. Hey, guys, trying to figure out how to strength training but not gain size. If you strength train 3 times a week and eat 200 to 500 above maintenance calories, you'll gain size of muscle. But how can I strength train 3 times a week and not gain size looking to maintain?
Eat in a calorie maintenance level. Eat at your total TDEE, your total daily energy expenditure. That's how you maintain your size. Because strength is a neurological adaptation. So you don't necessarily have to build muscle to get stronger, right? Your form can get better. You can do more reps. There's other ways to assess strength. Yeah. FNF to the moon. One thing copycats don't have is FNF's networking guests. Can we have a once-a-week Rumble show of Zirka being a therapist and goes one-on-one with a female? Please consider it, and it will be a good time off for y'all. All right.
Chilo, I want to start a men's soap and skincare line. What kind of affiliate program would podcasts like yours want? First, can you use your network to develop a limited edition clothing line like the Nub Boys? You have the following for it. We have our clothing line, pressurefitstore.com.
Bam.
So thanks, bro. Appreciate that. Self-Made Forever says, next Womanizer Wednesday is going to be lit. Jeezy is currently divorcing his Chinese baby mama. I think Jeannie Mae.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw
you
that.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Apparently she cheated on him with a wang.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah.
That's why she cheated on him?
Yeah, apparently. So, and then he says, now he felt like Fresh did when he left his ex-wife. I didn't care, bro, but okay.
And all those 304s from the view were talking smack.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what do y'all think about dropshipping? I've been learning about it and about to launch my own store. I don't know much about it. I don't dropship.
I think any business is good once you've got the hustle for it.
Yeah.
We have here as well, what's the name?
Gabodi. Hey, Myron, just wanted to, where are we at here?
Thank you.
Well, say thank you for talking about networking for the government. I just got a job as a GS-7 fast track to a GS-10 after training. I would never known about work for the government without you mentioning. Appreciate it. Shout out to you, bro.
Good job.
Congratulations, man. That makes me happy to hear that.
Lester, tell us, $10.
Man, we really are here changing lives, bro.
Definitely.
Daniel Gutierrez goes, last 4 digits. Okay, got you. Matt Gomed, okay, cool. We got y'all on the line waiting.
Hunter
goes, good evening from Vermont. What are the best business habits and if you have to leave a three guiding principles as a legacy for the next generation youth, what would they be, Hunter? Okay, so business habits, consistency, bro, over time. That's this key to success in any endeavor, whether it's fitness or your business. And then as far as like three guiding principles, integrity, loyalty, honesty. If you have those three things, you're going to go far in life and people are going to respect you, because these are three things that are very difficult for people to adhere to. There are three things that I live by. You know, people might say that I'm loyal to a fault, or I practice integrity to a fault, whatever. I'm honest to a fault. You know what? I think they're great traits to have. Yes, can they go ahead and hurt you in some degree? Being too honest sometimes will lose you women. Absolutely. But it'll also make your life a lot easier. Obviously, having integrity and having loyalty is important. People might say, bro, you're loyal to a fault. Why do you support these people when they don't necessarily support you? Well, number one, that if you support people expecting something in return, well, then it's not genuine. And then last, integrity. You know, you got to have character. You got to have morals, right? You can't go to someone's house, work with that individual, and then go ahead and make a video talking shit about them 3 to 4 months later, right? And then go ahead and claim that you have integrity, which some other people have done.
So we see what you did there.
Yeah. So that's what it's about. If you have those three things, a majority of men will absolutely respect you. And I think that's very, very important, is having respect from your peers. It's actually a component of being a high value male, in my opinion.
Steve Blackman, Myron, do you mind showing what shampoo and conditioner you use? You look like you never lost a strand of hair in your life.
I've lost many strands of hair with these women, bro. I'll grab some for y'all and show you guys. Making $150K as an HVAC tech, not interested in starting an HVAC-related business. Should I learn programming and start a business in that, or start a business something that doesn't require to learn a whole new skill set? Also, any tips on real estate in Toronto?
Christo.
Number one, the Toronto real estate market is pretty overpriced, bro. I've looked. It's really overpriced. I mean, I see Canada as a sinking ship in general. No offense. You know, you got Trudeau in there, and you guys are super woke country. I just don't see Canada as an economic powerhouse for the next 50 to 100 years. So I personally As an American, I would never invest there. So that's number one. Number two, you're an HVAC tech. Great career field. If you don't want to, it's up to you, dude. I mean, you could keep doing what you're doing and just focus on making more money in that career field, or you could go ahead and do, computer programming you mentioned? Coding?
Coding.
Try it out. Make sure you like it first, though, bro. Okay? Because you already got a high-income skill right now.
It is so fun, man.
Yeah. So
it sounds good on paper, but for having to sit there and code on a computer all day, all night, bro, it's not fun,
man. Don't start a business in that unless you're absolutely sure you want to do that. But, bro, you already got a high-income skill, man. I mean, I would stick with that. Scale it up, make more money in that, and then, you know, invest in real estate and then start buying your time back. That's what I would personally do versus like starting a whole new business. But it's up to you. Where are we at here? Colorado goes, shout FNF, the Dragon Ball episode and all the Krillin hate going to be lit. Fuck Yamcha too. All right, fair enough.
Damn.
You're pretty useless. Alex, I think if you guys – oh, no, read that one. Oh, no, actually – if you guys make a FNF network and give new hosts once a week, a show by themselves will help the brand grow because Wright Myron is doing all the carrying and there is a ceiling that with that, especially with no mainstream guests pull up at Zerka. When no mainstream guests pull up.
Are y'all like Zerka fans, man? He mentioned his name.
I would do the impersonation, but we on YouTube.
Fit Jr. says, what do you think of truck driving? Looked into getting a CDL plus his pay training as well. I'll get a job as soon as I pass the training. Yeah, your CDL is a fantastic license to have, my friend. It will open doors for you in other realms. And then Cam goes, Matthew 24:34-35, verify sands. Okay, it's a Bible verse.
It's a Bible verse. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things have been fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. FNF, no matter what your words say, will not pass away. Okay. That's a reference to the Bible. I'll leave this out of that. Ace DP14 says, what do I do about social media footprint? I have little to no social media. Call in number 7407. All right, we got you on that, bro, for sure. And then Secret FNF Fan, 9189, Manny VOP, your full phone number. Don't show it on the screen. Mm-hmm. Kronz One Put says, I paid $10 for you to please end this call. That was earlier. The guy earlier.
Oh, okay.
And then you want to do the phone lines again?
Yeah, we can go back to the phone lines. Let's hit the phone lines. Let's see if we can get one more hater on.
One more?
Yeah. Who's the next hater?
This person, he said on his Streamlabs that he has a big critique.
Sure. Let's get him on.
And I just put him in. 6779.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
6779. You're up.
Yo, you hear me?
Yep, we hear you.
Gotcha, man. What's up?
Yo, what's up? I watch the show all the time, but like my critique that I was is like you say a lot like average, like an average five can still get like a high value man, and it's like I feel like that shit is cap. Like unless the girl is above average and has like no high value nigga is getting an average joint, like not happening.
Okay, question caller, just to clarify, can you verify this yourself?
Yeah, the reason I feel like I have this opinion is because if I don't consider a girl attractive, I would not like want to be with her. So it's like,
can you
and
admit,
I literally make like sometimes, $60,000
as a man, can you admit, sometimes you just want to smash what it is, like, all right, she ain't that bad looking, I'll smash here and there, just because you want to bust a nut? Can you admit that fact?
I mean, that's when...
So I'm,
like,
so I'm asking guys that have access to many women, all right, you know, tonight, I don't need a baddie tonight, I'm just going to hit this real quick and then I'm gone. Might be a five, might be a six, might be a seven, who knows? So it's possible, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say is, like, when the girl is, like, a five or whatever, the nigga is just going to lead her on, and then she's just going to be like, damn, and then I didn't even get this nigga. It was just a waste of my time.
No.
So
that's
I just...
He can smash, but, like, she
and
won't really...
also, my second thing I wanted to also say was that, like, I know, like, I feel like y'all also underestimate how many, like, simp niggas there are. In terms of, like, oh, if a girl is a single mother or she's on some thought shit, like, these joints still be getting wiped up. I mean, them niggas is dumb, but they still be doing it. Like, I see all the time, even niggas I knew in high school, like...
All right, so let's address your first argument. If I'm not mistaken, I want to make sure I have this correct. You're saying that average women can't get high-value men?
Yeah, I'm saying it's not likely.
Okay. An average woman can absolutely get a high-value man. Maybe she could get a date. She can get some sex with him. As far as, like, getting a long-term relationship, well, that's on the girl if she can do so. But my point is that she gets access to him to at least get a shot. That's what I mean. Average women absolutely get opportunities with high-value men. How many times have you seen billionaires or guys that are extremely rich or wealthy or whatever with average-ass wives?
All the time.
Come on, man. So that's debunked. That's
a
number
lot
one.
Of the time, though. Hold on.
Before you go ahead and give me a lot of the time, you know, excuse, what I'm saying is that my point is proven. Average women can absolutely go multiple points above their own sexual market value and get a high-value guy. Can they always land him in a relationship? No, but that does not refute the point that they can absolutely attract and to retain him for a certain period of time, whether it's through sex or some type of bullshit courtship. They can get the guy to some degree. That's my point. They might not keep him, but they can at least attract him.
Okay, well, thanks for the question. I mean,
and also
like,
one more thing too, because you use your own personal example to, you know, validify your argument, saying, oh, well, I'm not fucking with a bitch unless she's hot. Cool. That's you, bro. A lot of guys don't have standards. A lot of guys will gladly go 4, 5, damn near 7 points below their standard of what they normally like or want to get some sex. And a lot of times that will end up with them being with a girl that's average to below average for a night, maybe a week, whatever it is. But the point is that women can absolutely bat way out of their league and get a chick, get a man that's above them in every regard for a period of time. That's my argument. So average women absolutely can get high-value men. This has been shown several times. You look at celebrities, you look at like a Jeff Bezos, whatever. You look at all their wives, these multi-billionaires, whatever. They're average at best, bro. These bitches be ugly, and they still get a top-tier guy. So your argument is defeated there. The second one you're saying, you said, what was the second one? You were saying something about something with average. What was the second thing you were bringing up?
Oh, I said the second one was that, like, I feel like it's underestimated the amount of, like, simp niggas that will get with a girl when she already is, like, a single mother or when she's, like, 35. Like,
yeah,
I be saying niggas do it.
Well, now here's the thing, bro. We never made the argument and said that. Dude, we said that a million times.
Yeah.
We are a minority that think this way, and most men are simps. They're absolutely, dude. Think about it. Why do you think I say things like single moms are recreational use only? Yo, don't commit to single mothers. Why do we have to keep screaming this to men? It's because most men, right, think with their dick and not with their head, and they commit to women that don't necessarily deserve commitment that are single mothers. So I agree with you. Most dudes are simps, hence why this channel exists. Hence why I have to say the crazy things that I say about single mothers, because most guys are simps and will absolutely commit to a girl that's a single mom. So we agree on that.
Yeah, I know, but it's like in the actual show, like when a joint is a single mom, it's literally like I see why she believes like, oh, well, I can find another nigga because it's like, yeah, because they probably see someone they know has done it. So they're just like, oh, I can do the same thing. Like,
oh,
I'll leave my nigga
and
find someone else.
Well, we never said anything. Bro, we've said a million times that women are delusional. We agree with you on that. Like there's single moms out there that like think they deserve the top tier guy. And when they're like 35 years old and, you know, maybe a 5 or a 6 at best, but they think they deserve them. It, like, yeah, dude, what I've noticed is most females have a gross overestimation of their own sexual market value. You agree?
Like back to the 5 thing, what I meant was like a 5 can't, like, it's harder for them to actually keep the man. So it's like, they might get the sex from like the high value dude, but like in his head, he's just like, oh, this is temporary reuse. I'm trying to find a better one. But, yeah, you did explain that, so you
right.
got to answer both of my questions.
Yeah, they get. My point is that they get access to these men.
We're on the same page, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get a real hater
all
on
right,
the line.
Y'all, man, I just wanted to call, man. Y'all some real niggas. All right, bro.
All right, man.
All right,
thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Who's up next? Mo?
Because this person also said that they're a hater.
Okay.
For...
Guys, do me a favor. Can y'all like the video, by the way? We got 3.3K y'all watching on YouTube. We only got 1K likes, man. And I think we got like another 6 or 7K y'all watching on
Rumble. Yeah.
So, guys, do me a favor. Like the video on YouTube, please. Let's get the engagement up. I'm trying not to do a Shadow Realm segment on this one.
There.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, this was the person that paid $100.
Okay. Shout out to you, bro.
Down to Monko. 4660.
Go ahead, man.
And there was another person who paid $100. You're still not on the line. I'm looking for you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. What's his name? Yo, what's your name, bro? What's up?
4660. Reverk.
Okay.
Reverk.
Reverk.
Hey, this is Reverk, guys. Hey, fellas.
How are you?
We got you, man.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you.
All
go
right,
ahead.
Cheers. All right. So, yeah, married for 17 years, together 21. I'm a father of two, 11-year-old girl and 8-year-old boy here in North Carolina. Really appreciate what you guys do. The kids and I are huge fans and love what you do. My daughter's being raised to maintain her value and purity. My son's being raised to be strong, find his value, be the prize. You know,
nice.
somebody that he can set his standards and hold to them. It's a struggle these days, as you guys know.
Yeah.
So,
world, man.
You know,
but
we listen to your podcast, and, you know, given the thousands of women and some ladies that you've interviewed and the dynamics of the dating scene today, where do you guys think the world of dating is leading for my kids, right? You know, 5 to 10 years, we're already talking about relationships, what's appropriate, what's not, where things are going. Do you think it's going to swing back, you know, like that pendulum swinging, right? Is it going to swing back to more of the traditional where it's going to empower men to be men and women to be women for what they really need and want, not hitting that wall? Or do you see it kind of progressing on toward more masculine women, feminine men, and it's just kind of going to break apart? Like, what's the main thing if you had children, you tell your daughter or your son to be successful in the future?
It's a really good and insightful question.
The first point you made about it swinging back to masculine and feminine roles being the main thing people look for, I would say no. Just because, like Myron Ellis says on the show, feminists have fought so hard for their position. They've gone so far. They don't want to regress back. But at the same time, even advances of social media, technology, AI, you know, OnlyFans, you know, all these devices that we have nowadays, to go back to what we did had before, it's almost not even like an option anymore. And with social media itself, just because like girls can, the problem with social media is that like average guy or girl could be on the right path, and then they go on social media and they see the opposite of that. They see like people live a certain lifestyle, have certain options, and then they kind of get like a twist of reality in a different way. So you can raise them the right way, but social media, you just never know. So I would say no for the first point of going back to traditional standards.
The reason why, and Fresh said it a second ago, that feminists fought really hard to get this point and they're not going to yield any ground. The reason why I don't see us going back to traditional values is because being traditional is hard, and human beings in general don't like doing hard things. If you tell women that they can go ahead and be promiscuous, chase a career, make money, and then have a shining knight and armor waiting for them at the end of their, you know, cock carousel riding, most women are going to go with that narrative versus you need to preserve yourself. You need to, you know, if you want to pursue an education, that's fine, but that comes second to family. It's easier to just be a 304 and live your life and YOLO. So typically human beings go with the path that is where there's least resistance. And that's what I've noticed. And, you know, sure, women aren't the only victims of this, men too. I mean, a lot of guys have bought into this equality mantra of, you know, men and women are equal. I want a woman that's strong and independent. I want a chick that's going to pay half the bills, all this other stuff. When in reality, they don't even know that they don't want that. And women don't even know that they don't want that. Right. And it's not until they get in a relationship where they deal with the opposite gender and they see that equality being done that they're like, oh, I'm really not attracted to this. The woman's in her masculine. She's like, this guy's kind of a bitch. He can't pay for dates. I'm not being courted appropriately. The man is dealing with a woman that's fairly rambunctious and, you know, assertive and dominant because, you know, she's been masculinized from entering the workforce and being told that she needs to be strong and independent. And both parties kind of come to the relationship like, wait, this is confusing. I don't really like this. But they don't know how to deal with it because social media has indoctrinated them to think that you should accept your woman being equal to you in every way and behaving like you. She should be a go-getter and a bad-getter and all this other crap. So what I'm saying is that strong fathers like you and families need to deprogram their kids and constantly reaffirm to them that social media isn't real. What they're telling you isn't real. Uh-huh. It's all a lie. It's a matrix. And you're going to have to do that for the better part of their, you know, adult life, they're at their, obviously their young years that like you're doing now, but even into their teenage years and then into their young adult years, and you to kind of just, that's why parents are so important, because parents are the first line to let their kids know how the world really works versus what they might see. And the thing that parents kind of have against them now is that social media does more parenting than parents do.
Yep.
And what, and social
there's
media.
There's so much against us. You're right.
Yeah, there's so much against great parents like yourself, man. So what it really comes down to is parents need to be stronger than ever to combat the BS that's going on. You know, 99 genders, you got drag queens reading books to children in school. Parents need to be, like, it used to be where in the 50s, you could be a decent parent, but society was civilized, right? Other, you know, people were more religious. There were morals in the society. So, you know, they used to say, oh, it takes a village to raise a child. There ain't no village anymore. And there really isn't, because unfortunately, thanks to social media and society, everyone is woke and liberal, and they don't understand that children need to be protected and they need to be shielded from certain things, or at least told the truth of how the world really works, so that when they do see the social media, they do see the BS, they're able to look at it, right, and be like, okay, this is not how things really work. But unfortunately, we don't have that that benefit anymore of like strong, tight-knit communities, because there's not many nuclear families like that.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. So do you think that, you know, traveling down those that path, right, everything that we talk about, everything you guys say, you know, to look at with the ladies and the fellas and all your other, you know, joiners and your people, do you think that it's still worthwhile to maintain those traditional mindsets and lead your children towards that path of like, hey, everyone else is going to be doing this. This is what you see. You know, you're going to run into a wall if you're 30 or you're 40 and you hate life because you didn't do what you knew you were supposed to do or what we, you know, led you along and help coax them that way, or be more along the lines of, well, you know, you might as well get yours, right? You might as well get in, get what you can, be more self-serving and more selfish, not get taken advantage of. It's kind of a dichotomy, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. So it depends. So if you choose to stay in the United States, then yeah, I think the self-serving mindset, right, especially for your son, especially telling that to your son, I think is important. But that's why I like Dubai so much. When I was over there, right, you saw families, right? In America, when I see people walking around in strollers, there's like freaking dogs in them. When I was in the UAE, when I saw the strollers, it was children. There were families. Like, I saw legit like a million nuclear families walking around. It was safe. It was clean. And there was no issue like that. But in the United States, you don't necessarily see that. So it depends on where you decide. You're in North Carolina, which is good because that's a more conservative state and a better place to be than a lot of these, you know, woke cities. But I think
we came from Seattle, so I had to move the family.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, yeah.
You got out of the madness.
Yeah, you got out of the madness. Good stuff. I mean your son, I think you need your son to be selfish to a degree, because to deal with the way that modern women are, you need to teach your son that, because I think if he goes in under a gentleman route and he tries to be a nice guy, the women are going to eat him up and spit him out. And then for your daughter, obviously to preserve her value, which you're already doing.
I mean, ultimately, you have to make a path for your kids, because they will, in some instance, choose for themselves what's best for them. But having that reference point, so, okay, my dad taught me this, how to be a woman, this, how to be a man. Because I think, bro, even in the Bible, it says that we're in end times because men become women, women become men. And it's kind of like this whole world that we live in right now is just distorted. So having that good reference point of your teachings would actually help them along the way. So I would say still do it for sure, but just know that out there is going to be a lot of chaos too.
Keep that frame, keep that perspective, you know, situate them in reality, but actually give them the tools that they're going to need to progress. That's what we're doing. So awesome.
Obviously don't force it on them, but let them know, hey kids, we love you. And these are the facts here. You decide for yourself what you want to do, but it's right way you should do it.
Yeah, ultimately. And it's gonna be like a constant reaffirmation all the time, because every time you tell your kids something, they're gonna go out into the real world and see the clown world, and then you kind of almost have to remind them. Like, a lot of people watch Netflix content like this all the time to like stay focused and understand, okay, what I'm seeing when I walk out into the Matrix isn't real. I need to understand how the world really works, and you're gonna have to kind of be that that red pill for your children every time,
because you're fighting TV, social media, spirits, people,
their friends,
like teachers,
their
government,
their dumbass parents, your friend, your children's friends, dumbass parents who might have weird views. Like, bro, like it is so tough to be a parent, which is why I respect the hell out of anybody that's raising a family nowadays, because you have so much BS coming into your children that you didn't have to worry about 20 years ago that you now have to worry about and deprogram out of your kids.
Yeah, and
there's
a war.
It is. That's the challenge, too, is, I mean, talking to the older folks, right, you know, you're trying to get that wisdom from older people and have people respect them and understand it, right? You were talking about the 40s and the 50s and even the 60s. It doesn't matter what culture or color you came from, the family unit was there. You know, we were all a community of one sort or another. We don't have that these days, even the small-knit communities. So
yeah.
You're right. There isn't. There's just so many assaults on so many senses to our children. And then when they come home, they're like, what about this? And you're like, who the fuck did you hear that from? That's insane. But you can't say it like that, because then they go tell their teacher that they're, you know, a fucking cunt. And then you're in trouble. And it's like, well, you are, but where are we going to go from here, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's amazing to me how a child can come home from school today in 2023 and tell you, hey, mom, hey, dad, I learned that there's 97 genders in school. Versus if you go back to 1953, they might say, oh, I learned Tyrannosaurus Rex had two small arms. Like, you know, like now you have to go ahead and
you're not wrong. You're not fucking wrong.
You know what I mean? And I really do feel for parents nowadays, because y'all literally have to parent on Super Saiyan mode now to circumvent all the bullshit that your kids are being taught or being indoctrinated with through social media, through liberal teachers, through the liberal agenda, et cetera. So it's just wild to me how you have to do extra parenting now, man.
Yeah, it's so bad. People have to, like, homeschooling.
Homeschooling
has
been exploding. I remember growing up as a kid, now homeschooling was, like, weird.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, way more socially acceptable.
Yeah.
It's way more common now.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, because I'm actually an atheist, but I'm really looking, and I talk to people, to my friends who are religious, so they're, you know, either Catholic or Christian or even you know, Muslim, and they're like, hey, you know, look at religious schools, and I used to be very against it. But now I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, looking at the values, looking at the traditional mindset, right? Yeah, I don't want to push religion on them, but if that's where it's going to take my children and it's going to set them up for success, okay, I guess we'll just have that religious, you know, conversation, and you're going to sit down with the fucking nuns. Maybe I do have to do that. I am seriously looking at that as an atheistic father, you know, atheistic family, so.
Yeah, I mean, hey, man, like, you know, I respect your belief system and everything else like that. I'm never going to knock anyone for what they believe in. But the one thing I will say about, you know, religious-centric schools, whether it's, you know, a Catholic school or something like that, they instill morals into the education system, which helps with, you know, character development. Because at the end of the day, the thing about religion is religion teaches you to be a good person. Most of the you know, the religions of the book, is Christianity, Judaism, Islam, et cetera, they all teach you how to be a good person from a moral standpoint. So if anything, at least they'll teach your children how to be good people. And, you know, sometimes people need that reaffirmation from religion. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal, et cetera. This helps people live, you know, good lives. And like I said before, I don't have a problem with anybody's religion, because religion typically makes you a better person most of the time. Most religious people I've met, regardless of what they're devout to, are good people.
Yeah, we're not going to smack on you for your beliefs.
Yeah.
But I just hope that you do find God, Christ is King. And, man, wish you the best.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
My friend, you're on the front lines, and we respect men like you, absolutely.
Because he's fighting a war that's more spiritual than physical.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so, it's tough being a parent nowadays, bro. No one talks – you know, honestly, fucking shout out to him, man. I'm going to give him a Don DeMarco. Because if we had more men that thought like that and behave like that and are willing to even compromise what they might think is, like, their belief system with atheism, like, yo, I might have to put my kids in a Catholic school. Like, bro, that's selfless. I respect that.
For
you know
kids,
what I mean? I respect the hell out of that. I wish we had more parents like that. We'd have a way better society.
And he's in the home doing the work.
Yep.
And most guys are like, oh, bro, I'm out of here.
Shout out to him, man.
Yeah.
His kids are going to come out right.
Yeah.
I know that. Makes me happy in the future, because so many kids end up in, like, messed up households, and then that's going to be a burden on society.
I just hope he finds God. Yeah.
Amen. So, all right, bro.
He already left. He left on his own.
Yeah. No worries. Shout out to him, man. I really enjoy calls like that, and I really love seeing, like, strong fathers out there taking care of their kids. And, yeah, bro, they got an uphill battle, man. All the fathers in here that are watching, all the mothers that are watching, y'all have an uphill battle. Much respect to y'all, man.
The best thing you can do for your kids is save their soul. Because right now, guys, under attack.
Yep.
Everybody's attacking them.
Yep. I remember when I was a kid, my parents had to, like, kind of fight just television. There was no social media. There was none of this BS. So, like, they just had to fight television and all the crap on there. Hey, this isn't the way the world works, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. But now, with the access kids have on their cell phones,
bro,
dude.
I know kids that are 3 or 4 years old watching, like, stuff they shouldn't be watching on iPads.
Bruh.
It's crazy, bro.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much parenting you have to do.
Even the cartoons
now are
kind of distorted because it's teaching them about how to be gay, how to, like, be, like, the opposite gender. And it's like, bro, like, what the hell? 4 or 5 years old?
My parents' work was cut out for them in the 90s. I can only imagine now with cell phones, tablets, unprecedented access to the internet.
But it's so bad. People are questioning having kids, too, just because this world is so messed up.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's hit the next caller.
Cool.
This one's another $100 Rumble Rant.
Shout out to you, bro. Let's get him on the line.
All right, cool.
And let's get a hater after this.
4902. 4902, you're up.
Haters, call in, man.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks, Fresh and Fit team. Quick question regarding the current landscape of men. Unlike the last caller from North Carolina, it was very, very good. I've been listening to the calling trip a little bit and just kind of realized that I guess a lot of men these days lack self-awareness, even conduct in, like, public platforms, whether it's through conversation and etiquette. My question for you, Myron, as well as for Al Freshfield, and to jump in as well, where do you think some of the shortcomings in men's soft skills come from? And some soft skills can be communication, responsibility, problem solving, flexibility, leadership. Where do you think, like, the lack of, or, you know, shortcomings is coming from?
It comes from guys not getting made fun of or punched in the face. And let me expand on that a little bit, right? The reason why so many guys are weak nowadays or don't have certain, like, you know, male codes is because they haven't suffered the consequences for not doing so. So, for example, right, I talk all the time to you guys about, you know, I grew up with Jordan Reed. His brother used to bully us. We played sports. You know, we went through the crucible of competition, et cetera. We would lose. We get beat up by the older guys, but it forced us to adapt and become better. And it made us strive towards something, right? It kept us away from doing drugs. It kept us away from doing stuff. And I can grow now as an adult, you know, damn near almost 20 years later, I can look back and say, oh, wow. Getting bullied was good. It forced us to adapt, overcome, and grow, and we had to go ahead and avoid certain things, right, like drugs or partying or alcohol to get to this goal of being able to beat these guys in basketball. And it was a very positive thing, right? And I can only appreciate it now as an adult. But a lot of young guys don't have that bullying or that stimuli anymore, that positive, you know, masculine competition. And then the other thing too is that the internet has isolated people where they don't necessarily have to feel the consequences for their fuck-ups, right? So it used to be if you talk smack about someone, you would be prepared for the potential consequence of violence for doing so. There's a reason why when men are sitting together, there's an unspoken level of respect because men know that there's always that threat of violence, which can then lead to death. That's been pretty much eliminated thanks to the internet. That's why you have people that talk smack on the internet. They say what they're going to say, et cetera, because they don't have to worry about getting punched in the face. And I think that threat of violence and danger is healthy and good, and it keeps people respectful. And when you remove some of these things, you remove the bullying, which you know, incentivizes men to become better and compete and grow stronger, and you remove the consequences of getting punched in the face, you end up with a lot of soy boys that run their mouth and say stupid shit that they shouldn't necessarily be saying because there's no consequence. You know, you guys look, you can use us for example, right? We've never talked shit about YouTubers, right? Or other creators. We've never started an issue with them. They always started with us, right? With, you know, and they say ridiculous things about us that aren't true. Oh, look at these toxic alpha males. I'm an alpha male, blah, blah. Never once have I ever said on any podcast, I'm an alpha male, beat my chest or stuff. Never. But they go ahead and they might identify me as that and then go ahead and talk shit. And they do that through the comfort of their own home through a Sony fucking camera and Shure mic because they know that they're sure I'm not going to punch them in the face. But the reality is that back in the day, you couldn't do that because there are consequences for talking shit. So I think the removal of bullying, the emergence of the internet where there's consequence-free shit talking has kind of built a foundation upon men not necessarily adhering to certain codes. right? And there's a bunch of other things I can go into as well, but I don't want to go on a rant here. But that's just two things I could just think of off the top of my head. Fresh, what about you?
That's a great response.
Sorry, Fresh. I just want to add. No, I was going to say just also the culture as well. Definitely, for example, the TV that we watch, men or women, women or men, it's like it's in reverse. And not only that, but like being a man nowadays is kind of demonized. If you're masculine, if you're ever like that, I want to say alpha guy, so to speak, as people would say, you're considered like a threat or toxic. So it's, the whole culture itself is against men becoming men and women be women, because if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, you're shamed for that as well. So the culture is against being...
I mean, if you look at like I'll give you an example, right? You guys want to know how fucking... You know what? Elevator time. Shadow Realm. Right now. Come on over to Rumble, guys.
Ready?
All right. You guys want to know why we're fagged up right now? You go back, right? Go back to the 1980s, right? You had actors like Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You had like people like Apollo Creed, etc. You look at like these, you know, these 80s stars, muscular, in good shape. You know, what people would call today toxic masculinity, right? That like men aspire to be that. No one shamed you for being in fantastic shape and having that alpha male presence. It was admired and respected. Fast forward to 2023. The masculine figure is fucking the guy, skinny soy boys like fucking Tom Holland, who you don't know if they're fucking gay or not. We got gay superheroes coming around and et cetera. So there's an attack on masculinity that you guys, if you're on this side of the internet, you're seeing it, but there's been an attack on masculinity for the better part of the past 20 to 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to the gym and you train or whatever, they call you a toxic alpha male or whatever. We're sitting here, you know, watching creators on YouTube and that are fat, out of shape, no life accomplishments, haven't fucking done anything, and yet people respect their fucking opinion. I'll be honest with y'all. Half these YouTubers that talk shit or whatever it may be, that have their stupid little reaction channels or whatever, they haven't accomplished fucking anything. And they're not in good shape, so I don't fucking respect them. They're fucking faggots, and they continue on with talking shit about other people that are doing better than them, okay? When I meet a man, I shake his hand, I look him in the eye, and I see I could get an aura, right? And what I'm saying is that masculine essence is fucking gone. They'll work with you, and then they'll go ahead and talk shit about you behind your back. They're out of shape. They're flabby. They're soft. The people, it's like we just lived in a fagged up society now, okay? And the thing, the masculine sentiments that used to be around, that people used to respect and admire, now they talk shit about. Oh, you're toxically masculine. Toxic masculinity. Oh, alpha male, blah, blah, blah. When did that become a bad thing? What the fuck is going on? It's sick to me that we live in a world where if some faggot soy boy YouTuber puts in, crazy toxic alpha male says this, it gets a million views. People fucking love shitting on guys that are naturally masculine that got their shit together. That's the clickbait. That's the clickbait. That's what faggots like Alba and Priest do. Toxic alpha male, blah, 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 blah. I never once called myself a fucking alpha male. But they go ahead and they use that to go ahead and get clicks. Why? Because their soy boy audience wants you, right, to not strive to be in good shape, to be a leader, to be dominant, to have your fucking life together, to have accomplishments behind your fucking name. Why? Because that builds fucking confidence. And when you have confidence, you're going to look at losers like them and not respect their fucking word. Okay? We live in a world now where guys will sit there with zero accomplishments and sit there and criticize people that have accomplishments. Before, the way I know it, many of you guys watching this, if a guy didn't have experience, he shut the fuck up. No one gave a fuck about his opinion because you're at the bottom of the hierarchy. You haven't accomplished anything. You go into law enforcement, the rookie shuts the fuck up. You have to prove your worth, okay? When I was a rookie agent on the southwest border, going after these cartel motherfuckers, whatever, the first couple years, I shut the fuck up and let the work speak for itself. I didn't sit there and mouth off to the older guys and tell them, this is how we're going to do it, blah, blah, blah. I just worked. And then eventually, they respected me. This guy's a fucking go-getter. And then they would volunteer to go out and do late-night surveillance with me. They would volunteer to help me out. They would volunteer to help me go and sit up on a house when I'm doing a search warrant. I had to earn the respect from my peers. I'm talking about guys that did special forces, guys that were prior military, guys that fucking killed people for the United States of America. I had to earn that respect, rightfully so. So I understood that I shut the fuck up until I did something. But people don't understand that shit. You got these fucking losers on the internet that a lot of you guys watch, by the way, that are flabby, triple chin, talking shit, giving their opinion on matters. Who gives a fuck what they think? Why the fuck are people taking people seriously that are losers? They don't even have the discipline to go to the gym and train and get their body right. And they're trying to tell you how to view the world. Fuck out of here. We need to start looking at people's credibility and taking it seriously. If you're a loser, shut the fuck up. Nobody cares what you think. Stop watching bullshit reaction channels where these guys are flabby, soft, pussy motherfuckers that haven't accomplished anything trying to give y'all their take on what matters. They need to go to the fucking gym. I don't give a fuck what fat people got to say. That's why people like me, Andrew Tate, etc., are hated, because we've actually lived real life and accomplished things and have real fucking resumes behind our names. Okay? And then they attack motherfuckers like us because we went out into the real world, dominated. Now we're coming back and sharing our experiences with you guys. You guys can go ahead and not make some of the same mistakes that we made. That's what's fucking missing. People don't respect people that actually have real world experience. The way it goes is the rookie shuts the fuck up until he accomplishes something and he earns the respect. That's the problem that we have with a lot of people. But in the social media fucking world nowadays, you don't have to prove anything. You don't have to have any accomplishments to your name. People will just go ahead and be like, oh, you know what? You're kind of entertaining. I'll see what you got to say. No, you haven't done shit. You have to earn the right. Excuse me. You have to earn the privilege to be heard, accepted, and respected. All right, we can go back to YouTube.
Out of the shadow realm.
I got one more.
Yeah, go ahead. You have something?
You still there?
And my last question is related to what do you think, and candidly speaking for both of you as well, what do you think from just a population percentage standpoint, do people fall into, you know, the camp that those who get it and those who don't get it? And the first population is just the general population, and the second population is just the people who follow this content, you know, some of the callers. Where do you think we land, 40, 50, 60, whatever?
So the question is, what
like,
we land?
Yeah, and like in the main population, how many guys do you think get it? Do only 5% of guys actually get it? Like, do 5% of guys understand kind of like the etiquette? And then also from the callers, even on the show watching this content, how many people do you think get it and don't get it? I'm very curious.
So most people, if you're relatable to them, they can relate. And the average person nowadays, I would say guys especially, they're not driven, they're not ambitious, they're not in the gym as well. And for the most part, they're used to a comfortable lifestyle. So they may watch you for entertainment, but they can't really relate to you. So I would say maybe less than 5% of men actually doing the work. And look at people that are actually excelling in being masculine. They're demonized because, once again, they're showing the world all their inadequacies and also as well what they can be. But once again, their current status or current mindset is, oh, I can be comfortable and still get whatever I want in life. And that's not true. You got to earn it. So that's what I would say.
I don't know that. Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you guys for your time.
All right. Shout out to you, bro. Very good questions. Okay. Who's next, Mo?
You want to read Rumble Rants real quick?
Cool. All right. I see Guts here. Guts says, $20 says, would you ever do a Money Monday about the power of the U.S. passport? I hear lots of other passports, but not much about our own. That would be it. I don't think that's a full show, but it's a good suggestion. Power of the U.S. passport. I think it has its merit, but I don't think it's – is it that powerful, you would say?
Yeah. I mean, it is powerful. People will hate on you for having it, but it is probably the most recognized and one of the best passports to carry. Canadian passports are good to carry, too.
I feel like it gets more hate nowadays than anything else, especially what's happening.
Well, it depends where you go.
Okay.
But yeah, Canadian passport's a good, or an Australian one is a good neutral one.
All right. Your boy Lem says, A3 gay ass are the most so boy sim incel channel that ever existed on YouTube. FNF dunked their ass, his brother.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, all they do is sit there and criticize others, you know what I mean, versus actually giving y'all any type of real value on how to, et cetera. And my thing is, I think we need to go back to guys that are competent that have actually accomplished things should be the ones that you guys listen to, not fucking losers that sit there and point the fucking fingers at others and talk shit. Because why is it such a thing to be an why are we demonizing being an alpha male? Why do we demonize that shit? It's crazy to me. Like, if you look at the kids in the 80s, they looked up to people, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, et cetera. Like, they're out here saving people. They're, you know, they're doing the movies, whatever. That's something to aspire to. But nowadays, we try to criticize guys that try to build a better physique. We criticize guys that are leaders. We criticize guys that are dominant. We try to use shaming language like toxically masculine, alpha male, blah, 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 ridiculous alpha male, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what? Is it better to be a bitch sitting in a dark-ass room talking shit about people that are superior to you in every way, and if they ever fucking saw you in person, they'd grab you by your skinny little neck and beat the fuck out of you? Like, is that what we're doing now? We're going to talk shit about people that are bigger and stronger than us? Like, what the fuck is going on here? But that's the crazy clown world that we're in, because they're able to talk shit with zero consequences.
No violence, kids. No violence. Okay. Who's next? Okay. We got some rumble rants here. Moy Woey says, these tow boys are acting like 304s, I feel like. Very good phrase there. TV Cheese Man says, 5619, temple discussion, you are wrong. Ready for you, bro. Jimmy Spoke says, since men are supposed to live in reality, let's be honest, Fresh. Are you cut out for our podcasting? And if you take a behind-scene role, don't you think the channel will grow even more? Honestly, no hate. Oh, I mean, that's your opinion, bro. Flying Rock just says, I missed the after-hours show the other day for the top 10 simp jams. You missed out, bro. That was amazing. Honorable mentions have to go to Mr. Lonely by Akon, She Got Her Own by Jamie Foxx, Neo and Fabulous.
Don't worry. Those are all on our list.
There you go. Camino Kill says, all you guys who talk shit about Fresh ain't saying much now. Funny how that works.
Yeah, man. We're literally have the phone lines open for all the haters, whether you hate me or for, you know, putting on hoods or making jokes or Fresh for whatever the hell, because y'all seem to hate Fresh. Here's your chance now.
Call in. We're here right now, buddy.
Call in. Haters, please call in. All right? Like, and here's the thing. A lot of your guys' criticisms, I actually look into, and I fucking, you know, I follow them sometimes, right?
I don't.
Y'all made comments about the cameras. I went and got better cameras. Way better cameras, actually. You know? You guys made comments about switching topics up for the show, keeping things fresh. We did it, right? So, I'm totally cool with constructive criticism. Mo, who's up next?
I mean, still waiting for Reddit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're holding an L,
yeah,
Reddit.
Come on, man.
We have a ton of peacock.
Let's get a hater on the line.
5619, you said he was the one that said that you're wrong.
All right.
5619, you're in.
Let's hear it.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
Okay. So I watched recently the Tim Pool discussion where Myron Refresh was on.
Okay.
And there was three points that you were disagreeing with the track on, guys. So I kind of want to break it down and see, like the validity of these arguments. So, basically, don't you have three rules where, whenever there you meet a girl, like you have to have these three criteria in place. You have to have either six figures of income, 50 bodies, or what was the last one?
You don't even know, and you're about to formulate an argument against it. Are you sure you want to go down this road?
Hold on.
You don't even know what you're about to argue against, and you're trying to do it. Think really hard.
Well,
we go down this
road.
That's why
I'm trying to ask you, though, because I am familiar with the show, but I'm trying to figure out what was the last one, because I don't even know what was the last one.
So you're about to argue against something that you're not even 100% sure of. You hear yourself.
Okay, so tell me what the last one is. You don't need to dodge it. Just tell me what the last one is.
You're not dodging it. I'm telling you that you're literally about to try to formulate an argument against something you don't know. This is a very dangerous situation to be in, my friend. You might get embarrassed.
Okay, bro, whatever. Hey, whatever you say, man. So do you want to say it, the last one, or no?
It's actually more than just the last one. There's a couple criteria, and another thing to correct you on. This is before marriage, not with getting with the girl. Big distinction.
No, again, I'm pretty sure you said marriage.
No, but you didn't say marriage.
The whole temple discussion was about marriage.
No,
it wasn't.
What I said was a guy, before he gets married, he has to have certain things in place. What you just said was, oh, didn't you say that you need to have these things in place before you get with a girl? Getting with a girl is not the same as marrying a girl. I'm saying a guy needs to have certain things in place before he even thinks about marriage.
Yeah, and then you're supposed to have those things in place before you get married. That's what I said.
You did not say marriage. I had to bring up the marriage just now to clarify.
Well, the discussion was about marriage on the Tim Pool discussion.
But you didn't clarify that. You said, when you're getting with girls? We've been on Tim Pool like 4 or 5 times, bro.
It was multiple topics,
okay,
bro.
So I wasn't precise with my language. I got to be more precise. So yes. Let me – I'll give you that. I got to be more precise because when I say getting with a girl, I meant marriage. But you took it another.
Okay.
That's fine. That's cool. That's cool. I just got to be more precise with my language. But when you say these types of things to men, what are you implying? Like, say if you meet like a virgin or something, right, and you don't have these criteria in place, why would you teach men to kind of do this type of thing, like have 50 bodies when they're meeting a virgin?
When they're meeting a virgin?
Correct, yeah.
All right, so since you clearly don't know what I really said, and you can't even name it yourself, this is what I said specifically, all right? I said men need to be at least 35 years old, making $100K a year, have 6 months to 1 year of savings, be in shape, and have had sex with at least 50 girls before they even think about marriage, because it's going to put them in a situation where they have experience and competence and a certain they're of a certain caliber to command respect from a large demographic of females, where they're going to be in the authority position and leadership role in that relationship, where it will be successful. That is what I said. What is wrong with that?
Well, you're implying that – so you're saying that they need to have all these things in place in order to command some certain respect, correct? But when
being
a virgin
– to command respect from a majority of women and have the relationship last. Is it a failed equation? Of course not, but it mitigates risk.
There's a lot – so we'll talk in the factors of risk, but when you talk about risk, when you're marrying a virgin, they have the least amount of experience. So when you come in with that much experience – towards them, you're only setting yourself up for failure, because psychologically in the men's mind, they're thinking, hey, I could get better than this, or hey, I have better sex than this, or hey, I have better criteria than this woman. Why am I with her? And that's why when you talk about the psychological effects, even this was brought up in the Tim Pool discussion, they brought up the psychological effects of having sex with so much woman. That do you think men could just turn that off at the snap of a finger when they marry a virgin?
That's the whole point of the argument, bro. We're not referring to virgins at all. He never was. It's the modern-day woman that you married today.
Well, I was talking about a virgin, though, not the modern-day woman.
You do realize that the reason why I gave these parameters for men to have is because for them to be attractive to modern-day women, they need to have some level of competence and sexual experience and financial adequacy, etc. That is why I gave that advice, to combat the current state of the modern female. That is why. Now, if you want to talk about, you want to have a conversation with a guy that's experienced like this, getting with a virgin, well, men and women aren't the same. Men value purity, my friend. So that girl in that man's eyes is going to have an enormous amount of value because she's a virgin. So that guy is more than likely, maybe he'll go fuck another bitch, but that's still his main girl. He ain't going nowhere.
Well,
she's attractive and not a pain in the ass.
You're missing part of the equation. You're missing part of the equation. So you're laying out all these criteria to get into marriage, to get into that marriage relationship, right? You're laying out all these criteria. And when you're typically going for a virgin, they have a certain ideological bend to them, right? They typically skew towards conservative and whatnot. So why would a conservative woman, like a virgin, be going out with a guy that's like a complete degenerate? It makes no sense on its face.
Because men and women aren't attracted to the same things, and women like men that have experience. That's why. Okay, well, by your logic, tell me why all the nice guys get left on scene and the bad boys fuck all the girls.
Well,
female attraction doesn't make sense.
I think it's just the type of woman.
What?
Bro, even if you take a trad-con woman, she's still going to be aroused and attracted to Machiavellian traits.
Well, I think those are present in everyone, though, regardless of whether you, like, you know, have these criteria in place or not.
What are you arguing, bro? Honestly.
Bro, I don't think you
know. Just to clarify, those factors I gave were to deal with modern women that aren't virgins by the time you marry them. But if we want to go ahead and talk about you have these traits in place and you go ahead and meet a virgin, which is likely zero to none, you're still going to be attractive to that woman because you have the prerequisite competence and experience.
So what you're saying is that criteria you laid out, that's only for the modern-day woman, correct, but not for a virgin?
It could be used on either one. It'll work on a modern-day woman because you have the experience to deal with them, but it'll also work on a virgin too. You're still going to be attractive. If you're attractive to a virgin, you're going to be attractive to a 304 because women typically have uniform things that make men attractive to them.
I don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that. And I don't know how you could agree with that too, because women would like a modern-day woman, we think of like someone that has 30 bodies, right, as compared to like a virgin, you know, they're going to have completely different ideas and like values. And when you bring these types of traits in, it's not going to be, the relationship is not going to be stable or last.
Let me ask you something. If a guy gets with a girl and he has 50 bodies, right, he's not going to go on the date and be like, hey, look, by the way, I've had sex with 53 women. Okay, you better like me. No. Like, I need you to exercise some critical thinking skills. A man that has had those sexual partners understands female nature. He understands leadership dynamics. He understands being attractive. He understands being a protector. He understands being a provider. He understands charisma, charm. He has certain things in place, right, from a character standpoint and a personality standpoint that make him attractive, which is why he was able to sleep with all those women. So it's not like the girl sizes him up and be like, wow, you're really charismatic and charming. You've probably had sex with 54 girls. I'm going to commit to you now. No, you fucking moron. She likes him because he exemplifies these traits, which allowed him to get laid. I'm just telling you, 50 bodies, a lot of the times, is going to teach you these traits to have, so therefore you can be attractive. So the virgin isn't going to be able to decipher your body count. She's going to be able to decipher the man in front of her who has these attractive traits that comes from having the 50 bodies. Do you not see that?
Okay, so I disagree that if you have 50, like if you have a 50 body count, you automatically get these traits. Like you're presupposing that if you have these 50 body count, you automatically get the traits along with that. That doesn't make no sense. That doesn't correlate.
Yo, caller,
like, explain to me, dude, do you not realize that for a guy to have sex with 50 girls, he has to have some level of competence with women, assuming he's not just banging hookers?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so if he has this level of competence, that's going to create confidence, correct?
Yeah.
Do women find confidence attractive?
Of course, yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
You call her. No offense, bro. You don't got no holes, bro.
You don't even understand the argument, Fresh, bro.
No,
you don't understand the argument because you're trying to say just because you got 50 bodies means all these positive traits come along with it. You're not understanding the psychological effects that come with it, which leads to the downfall of relationships.
Bro, I understand what you're saying, but you're arguing for our version specifically. On the show, we said 100% that is for the modern day woman that you're dating, not a virgin.
But it will work on a virgin too, because if you're going to be attracted to her because you have the prerequisite experience.
That's not true. It's not going to work on a virgin, bro.
Yo, caller, just out of curiosity, how many women have you had sex with, bro? How many women have you had sex with?
That doesn't matter.
Yo, caller, do you make millions and millions of dollars memorizing statistics like these guys, or are you just some dude in a basement? You don't know shit about women.
Bro,
Also,
okay,
you're
Zerka,
making
Zerka,
awesome.
Zerka, Zerka, hold on. Let me talk. Let me cook.
Like,
let me cook. Because
we don't like
because you
with
you claim you claim. Hold on. No, I have a problem with you. Zerka, hold on. I have a problem with you. Because first off, you're claiming to be a Christian. You're claiming to be a Christian, and you go to virgins, and then turn them into whores, and then you claim to be a Christian, and then you preach to all these other people. How you turn these virgins into whores, bro?
Answer me this. How is that not a Christian?
What do you mean, how is that not Christian?
The argument you're making is Zerka is not allowed to fall short.
No, I never said you're not allowed to fall short. Every man sins except Jesus. But what you're doing is Jesus teaches that you have the knowledge. If you have the knowledge, then go out and sin no more. Of course
what
you fall
you
short, but that's when you repent to Jesus.
You want me to marry a whore like you? You're the one preaching about Christianity, turning virgins into whores. Earlier, you were arguing with Myron about virgins as if they exist in modern society. Like, you're talking about Lugia and Ho-Oh and fucking Mewtwo and shit that you can't even find anymore. And Myron's entertaining your fucking dumbass because he knows you're fucking about to jump. Your life sucks. You got no money. You got no hoes. Where are you going to find that virgin, you fucking retard? You got the DNA from your mother, bro. You have retard DNA. You're arguing about virgins. Well, if she's a virgin, where is it? Do you even know a virgin?
I do. I do know a lot of virgins, but
to virgins?
No, I didn't.
What do you do for a living, bro?
I work in, you know, a company.
No, what line of work, bro? I'm not trying to shit on you.
Oh, no, just entrepreneurial stuff.
But in what, like, is it in dating? Is it in what?
Oh, it's like in sales and stuff, like noodles.
Oh, what do you sell?
It's like stuff like clothing and whatnot. You know.
So you get on a podcast with black belt experts on dating statistics and tell them what they're getting wrong because you sell fucking Gucci belts? Like, why would you get a call with Byron? He has a book, nigga. It's one of the best fucking selling books. You randomly got on a call to argue with black. That's like me going to an MMA gym and trying to fight John Jones. I know MMA better than you, bro. Like, this is not even your fucking, I thought you were some dating guy. You're a fucking retard.
Well, actually, I know dating a lot better than most people. I know dating a lot better than most people, which is sad because you claim to be an expert. No, you claim to be an expert of dating, but all you do is give out coke to whores and then pretend like they're there for you, but they're really there for your fame and money, bro.
You're out of this.
Okay, whatever, bro.
Here's the weird thing is, like, for any other topic, philosophy, art, music, you would never debate an expert, but dating, you think you understand dating better than Myron?
Well, I mean, I have knowledge in it. Like, it's like saying
so
you can't question
stupid.
Fauci. It's like saying you can't question Fauci on masks or whatever bullshit he tries to pull. Of course you can question him. Just because that piece of shit is a freaking scientist or some shit doesn't mean you can't freaking pull bullshit on the guy, bro. That guy's an asshole.
Bro, what was your argument with Myron? Do you even remember?
Bro, I'm joking. Yes, I do remember, actually. I'm not a retard like half of these people, all right?
What was your argument with Myron?
My argument is he said you have to have certain criteria in order to be dating and to get married.
You're fighting dragons to own a dragon, you fucking idiot.
Bro, I don't even think you...
Do you really think if Donald Trump had no experience with women, Melania would walk all over him. It would be over. He has to build the experience to know female nature, you fucking idiot. It's the same with everything. You don't walk in a dojo and go, I can fight everyone here. You build experience.
No, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's your core. Like I, if you listen to the earlier conversation, no, if you listen to the earlier conversation I had with Myron, I said that he said that you have to have 50 bucks. Let me respond. I got you. Let me respond.
We're gonna move on, bro.
Let me respond. Let me respond real quick. Let me respond. So Myron said you have to have 50 bodies in order to get married and like have these certain traits that women find appealing. But what he's making is a fallacy where he's assuming that just because you have those 50 bodies, those traits come along with it. But what I'm arguing is that even if you do have those 50 bodies, the negative psychological traits that come along with that, that baggage, also comes in the relationship.
Okay, that's what I'm arguing. Okay, but like what? What's the negative? Let's hear it.
Well, there's a lot of psychological negative effects where you're assuming that your woman is not performing up to speed. You're assuming that your woman is not doing all she can for you. You're assuming she's unloyal. Like you start having thoughts of like you're not you want some other woman.
Wait, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
Get him off the fucking call, Myron.
Yeah,
in a basement. So
you guys, if
yeah,
what the
probably
fuck?
Is, bro.
Okay,
we're gonna
so,
move.
All right, Myron, I respect it. No, Myron, let me say something, and then you can kick me.
We're gonna move on. You've had enough time, bro. You didn't really prove a point. You just yapping a yap. I think you just called. I mean, Zerka kind of
you wasted
anyway.
The other caller's time.
Yeah.
Bro.
Let me just knock these calls out because we got to get going here with the after hours, guys. Yeah. We're gonna try to make sure that we get y'all a good after hours tonight. All right, what do we got here?
We have 7736. He's from the Castle Club.
All right,
7736.
Sorry for yelling.
No, you good, Zerka. Well, we'll hit these last calls. Then you guys are gonna get
Zerka
all the
unleashed.
Zerka y'all want on after hours. Go ahead, Mo.
7736.
And we can go back to YouTube now that he's
7736 from Castle Club.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Hello.
7736, you're on.
Hit us with it quick, man.
Hello,
go ahead.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
We got you.
Okay. I just want to say, first of all, you know, shout out Fresh and Fit. I wouldn't be where I'm at because of you guys. I just want to say, like, so I have a question regarding, like, so I work in the aerospace industry. I'm kind of at the bottom end, but I have a pretty clear connected path to move up there. Basically, okay. Like, I'm going to be making, like, around 200K in the next 5-6 years. But
okay.
I've been talking with a few of my friends because I have two jobs right now. I work anywhere from, like, 10 to 16 hours a day between the two. And
all right.
I've been talking with one of my friends. And
hit us with a question.
He's been talking about a different career path, like a lineman or a journeyman.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like I'd be able to reach my financial goals in order to invest in real estate faster. So I was wondering if, like, would it be a good idea to, like, change career paths if I feel like I could make it faster over there? Or should I stick where I have more connections now? Because there would be less connections over there and more connections here.
Do you enjoy aerospace?
Not necessarily. I just do it for the money.
Okay, I would say stick with what you got and bleed it out before you switch career paths. Because you might make that 200K faster, but the downside is you could potentially not get it as well versus, like, it seems like you have something fairly sure in this space and you know it better. So that's what I would say.
I know.
Because you might reach that 200K, you might are still going to be a six-figure earner leading up to that 200K, so it's fine. Save that money up that you make, hit that 200K. It might take you an extra year or two, but that's fine.
Yeah, I was saying, like, because I was talking to him, and he was saying that, like, he knows that people, like, when they come out of their schooling and they're in the apprenticeship program, basically, like, once they get hired, they're making, like, 300K plus, so that could be, like, maybe in the next 2 years. And because I'm out in California where the pay is higher.
You're
assuming.
Bro, but you're assuming it's kind of a risk. You don't have that same connection. Let's say something fails. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you could – how about this? Why don't you just do it on the side?
Well, I want to, but the schooling is basically like – so basically it's like 8 hours a day, 4 hours in the classroom, and then 4 hours of field work. So I wouldn't really be able to hold down my aerospace job at the same time because they interfere with each other. Like, I could switch over to an overnight shift, but there's such a large gap. Like, I would only be sleeping 3 hours in between jobs, and that would be, like, my everyday, which is kind of, like, already what I'm doing now. Like,
I'll say stick with aerospace.
I only sleep about 5 hours
a day. Bro, because it's a safe bet. You already got it. You got it locked in. You know it better versus going into something that you have zero clue on. You might hate it. You don't know if you're ever going to get it. So I would stick with what you know and just be patient.
That's like someone watching a podcast and try to recreate it.
Yeah.
Without this same type of like backing behind it.
And that's a great career, bro. That's a great career. But if you got it locked in already and you're already making the money, bro, and you're on the path to making that 200K, hey, man, just be patient. Make that money.
All right. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
All right, man. Later.
You got it, bro.
Who's up next? I'm going to like knock these out as much as we can. Want to get as much guys' value as possible. Who's up next, Mo?
We have... Where are you?
And guys that are on the that are calling into the show, just ask your question off rip. Okay, just ask your question. I want to make sure that we get many people.
We have 9807. 9807, you're up.
9807.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Hit us with the question.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that 50 body count. Like, I do respect what y'all say about the – you have to have these three things in place. But I feel like with all these modern women, they have all this advantage of, you know, destroying men's lives. They can say that they you break them, or they can say all this stuff. So I was wondering if it's like a risk to deal with all this type of women, man, because women can say anything against you.
There's a risk in everything, bro. It all comes down to mitigating the risk the best you can.
I mean, what's the alternative?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like Andrew Tate's situation, you know? Like, he even said it in one podcast, I forgot which one it was. He said he hardly deals with a lot of women because he can't hardly trust anybody. It's the same thing with Trump. You know, they can go back 10 years.
Bro, you are not Andrew Tate. He's at a level that you're not at. You need to get experience, bro.
Yeah, I know the experience. Like, I agree with that, but I'm just like, because, like, I got a divorce. And the last thing my wife told me was, she said that she was going to, like, you know, say that I raped her. Yeah, to a point where I'm like, yeah, I love the fact that I would like to sleep with women. But after that experience makes me like, damn, man, I don't want
so
to, like,
you can let a woman get how you move in life. Last time I checked, you're a fucking man, bro. Why does her opinion matter?
No, I'm just saying, just imagine you build up. Like, the guy, you know that girl that accused Andrew Tate, she accused another guy. He ended up killing him. He ended up unliving himself. And I was just like, you know, there's a lot of good guys here in the chat, but I'm just like, shouldn't we worry about that? Because, you know, any girl can, like, false accuse you of something, even though you experience with, you know, these women. Like, you can have, like, 30 bodies, and you're going down that path, and then one girl can fuck you up after you became a high-value man. And that's, like, my... really concerned, because I had a girl actually say that she was going to do that to me. And
understandable.
That kind of scares me.
That is a fear that comes up.
Because remember y'all said – oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, because remember y'all said that, you know, that girl's from Florida. Y'all said that could have happened to any one of y'all. So I'm just saying, like, wouldn't it be wise to, like girls have the power. These modern-day women have the power. And I'm just, like, questioning, you know, is it right to, like, sleep around with all these modern
you have the
women?
Power. You have the power to say yes and no. You don't have the power to control your narrative, your situation. Ultimately, protect yourself by having layers of barriers of text, receipts, everything like that, camera footage if you need to. And listen, I get it. You're worried about things happening. It is a real reality. It can be fearful. However, dude, you have one life to live, bro. Enjoy life. But at the same time, move with caution. That's all we're saying.
And having experience will help you filter out the girls that could be problematic as well. But hey, man, we'll hit the next caller again. It comes to, everything in life is a risk. It comes down to mitigating as much of it as you can, and I would argue that experience will help you mitigate risk. Who's up next?
And learn game as well. Learn game. You need that.
We have 7552. You're up. 7552. You're up.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, it's Venom. So I pretty much want to say, mine, Fresh, you guys were right, so I'm switching to an iPhone, and I'm done with Android.
Come around, nigga.
All right.
Good job, man.
What else? That's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, because, you know, so basically, I noticed that, so I've been getting left on Steam. Was in the green bubble popped up, so I was like, pretty much fuck with that. Pretty much done with that. That happened too often lately. So,
no Android, bro. No green tech.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you, bro.
It's
no green tech.
It sucks, but that's what it is, man. But, bro, if that's it, I'm glad that you aren't getting left on scene as much anymore with them green bubbles. Let's hit the next caller. Thanks,
Venom.
Appreciate that.
What's up for Spider-Man?
All right.
Next up, we got 3389.
All right.
3389, you're up.
Go ahead, bro.
3389, you're up.
All right, next caller.
It's going twice. She gone.
Next caller.
And he gone.
And he gone.
We have 2515.
Yep.
2515, you're
2515, you're on the air.
Yeah, bro, fuck that Burger King guy. He took everybody's time, but anyways, I'm going to just get to the main point. So my family is, like, kind of getting on me and, like, pay bills and everything, but it's just my sister. She, like, she's very blue-pilled. She's a single mother, and, like, she be getting on me for no reason because I can tell she's stressed. Like, and I'm trying to move out, but I only make $30,000 a year, so I'm trying to, like, figure out what to do in that situation.
How many hours a week do you work?
Well, I work 5 days a week and 8 hours a day.
All right, so you work 40 hours a week?
About, yeah.
Pick up another job.
I work overtime too.
Pick up another job.
Well, I'm in the middle of getting another job too, actually. Like, I know I have to get one by next week because I have a lot of experience in manufacturing.
Yeah, pick up another job. $30,000 per year is not a lot. Where do you live?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego. I'm in, it's not a lot.
Oh, damn,
bro.
$30,000 in Cal.
Yo,
but,
dude.
Bro. Yeah,
tough.
Bro. Yeah, you need to get.
I'm moving to Florida, though, and I do get up, but yeah.
Yeah, bro. You got to get, number one, if you can't get the fuck out of California, number two, you need to work more hours and make more money. That's going to keep you out of the house, away from your sister, and you're going to earn more and start saving to get the fuck out of there.
Yep, you'll be
but
the best
you need to make more money.
Not being home.
How old are you? 22, bro. You should never be home, motherfucker.
You got time, bro.
The hell are you doing? You need to be working all the time. You should be working 80 hours a week, bare minimum. Pick up another full-time job.
All right. 100% correct. Thank you.
You got to grind, my friend. You're 22 years old. You put in the hours now so you don't have to put them in later on in life.
Caller, you know what you got to do, bro.
You 100% right. Like, hey, I love you guys, man. Thank you.
No worries, my
friend.
Bro. Get that second job.
You got it.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we have 2786. 2786.
What's up, man?
Hello, how's it going, fellas? First of all, I want to say thank you for making me wait on the line for about an hour. It was a really nice wait. But second of all, I wanted to say that I don't ever understand quite why you guys don't dress up on the show. You know, the attire that you guys have, the goddamn shorts and the hoodie, I mean, it's not quite official. Think you guys could be doing a lot better. You know, you guys say you don't have much haters, but I mean, I don't know what the hell you got on right there. So, just need to bring that up for you.
Oh, nigga.
Well, Fitz, what you wearing right now?
Oh, I'm wearing a suit and tie, sir. That's right.
Okay.
Where you going?
In here stroking my tie right when I'm talking to you. Yeah, I bet you can't do that, can you?
What? You pause, nigga.
I'm stroking my tie right now, partner. Yeah, I'm just trying to let y'all know. Y'all need to get some more drip. That's what y'all call it. Ain't that right? All right. Well, what y'all guys going to say to that?
You trolling, bro.
Yeah, you got to be trolling, nigga.
Yeah, he's trolling.
Oh, look, they got nothing. All right, Byron. You have a good one, partner.
I mean, yeah, you're just trolling, bro. So, I mean, it's like...
Cowboy! Woo-haw!
Okay, sir.
He left. All right. we have
changed the drip.
We have 3809. 3809, you're up.
Hey, what's up, Myra? Fresh.
What's up, man? Hit the question.
Yep, we got you.
I'm actually doing handyman on like a part-time basis. I got a full-time job. But on that part-time job last year, I didn't claim any taxes because I didn't make over $10,000. This year, I think I'll be making a little bit over $10,000 on that. Do you think I should claim taxes next? Okay. And how? I mean, should I claim taxes for the year before too?
Yes, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You need to get with an accountant and file that ASAP because that could fuck you up.
So,
okay. And now,
what's the other alternative if not paying your taxes?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know. There's nothing else. It's just I figure because I'm filing it as a 1099.
Okay.
Bro,
get on it, bro, dude. And you know what's funny? The better you get your taxes, for example, getting I want to say breaks on them, dude. I just made a bunch of money this year. Well, last year I'm only paying $5,000 in taxes, which is incredible. With all the cars and
property,
$5,000. So you can reduce it greatly, bro. You don't have to always pay. Every year, you know?
Okay. Now, would you recommend me getting an LLC for that? Since I'm like a subcontractor?
Like yesterday.
Yeah. LLC and S corporate.
Yeah. For business.
Have it set up properly from the beginning.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Shout out to you guys for everything you guys do.
Watch the episode that we did with Steve where we talked about setting up your business properly with LLCs and S corps and all that other stuff. That will save you a lot of headache, bro.
Yeah.
Watch that episode that we did with him, okay?
All right, we'll do.
All right, bro.
All right, we have
last one.
We have 6018.
6018, go ahead.
6018, you're up.
What's going on? I've got a question. I've got a girl I've been with for a couple of years now, and she builds me up and stuff. And I'm looking to get into real estate and start a side company whenever I'm home. She's not really got the same goals as I do. Would it be worth even pursuing that anymore? Should I look for, just go out and have fun and mess around with some other women, or should I keep her on the side whenever I'm working towards the goals I have set up right now?
So I'm confused. You just said she supports you. So does she support you or not?
Well, she supports me, but she doesn't really have the same mindset and goals I have that I'm leading towards. She comes from a poor family, so she's not really interested in the lifestyle that I want to accumulate. I make a little over six figures right now.
You're the leader, bro. You're the leader. So she's either got to join you in the mission or not. If she's not going to join you in the mission, then kick her to the curb.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. You guys have a great one.
No worries, my friend.
You got it, man.
He's going to kick that bitch to the curb.
we'll see, but hopefully you do. I mean, you're the captain, so
you're the captain. If she don't want to be the first mate, get her the fuck off the ship, bro.
Yeah, bro. She can swim, hopefully.
Yeah, bro. If women aren't adding to what you're doing, they're taking away, which means you got to get rid of them.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you kicked that bitch to the curb, bro. You turn in Leonidas. Who's up next?
This is Sparta!
We have 0993. We have 0993. You're up.
Go ahead. I think that's the last one, right?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yo.
We got you.
I'm a college student right now, and I am under a scholarship. So I'm not paying for my school at all. And I just got an opportunity to go to Dubai in the spring for travel abroad. I had some questions for you guys about networking. I've already met some people in real estate that are working over there right now. And I was just wondering if you guys have any advice, because I know I was watching like your vlog with Tate when you guys were over there in Dubai. If you have any advice, I'm 20 years old. Like I said, I'm debt-free. I've saved up some money. And I plan to transfer over there and then to go to school over there. And I'm a business major. So, but once again, I've saved up all my money. I'm debt-free.
Well, the good thing is there's so many people on there in the same mindset. They want to make money, become successful. And there's many groups over there as well for networking and for business. So if I were you, I'll look online right now, Facebook, Instagram as well, and maybe just any websites that have like any local entrepreneurship groups in that area in Dubai that you're staying. Because we were at the Five Palm Jumeirah, so that's a pretty business area as well. But, yeah, just find groups that are of a similar mindset, reach out to them, say, hey, I'm coming to Dubai at this time of year, this date.
I want to network you guys to either the business or, for example, looking through real estate. I'm sure you can find somebody to help you along that path, like a mentor.
Okay, yeah. And I was watching your guys' Money Monday the other day. I completely agree with what you guys are saying of, like, changing my mindset of, like, I've been on, you know, I've been dating women and stuff, but definitely money should be the focus, especially in my 20s.
Yeah.
Thanks for that Money Monday. But you guys are talking about a lot of real estate, and my parents are really into real estate.
We got to move on to the next guy, man.
Got you guys.
Kill it.
Okay. First, thanks for the advice.
And take it.
So,
all right.
Start from now, bro.
Cool. Who's up next?
We have 7973.
Yeah, guys. It's a Friday. We're on a tight schedule. Chris is in the back sweating. We got to do what we got to do.
Chris is here?
Yeah, Chris is here.
Finally showed up.
Yeah.
7973.
My question is, what should I do with saved money? Like, what's the first thing I should do? I'm 18 right now.
With saved money, you said, or?
Yeah, with the money that I save from a job, what should I do with it? Should I just continue saving it, or should I put it towards something?
What you should do it is, in the beginning, you should invest it towards acquiring knowledge that will help you earn more money.
Yeah, skills. How old are you?
He's 18.
I'm 18.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So you need to invest in yourself, basically. So
yeah, you need it. So you make the money. You're going to have to, you're 18, you're going to work some low-skill job, whatever it may be. Work that job, save that money, and then invest that money into a skill set that will earn you more money. That's what you need to do in your younger years.
Either for, like, for example, an online course, certificate, whatever you can find.
Yeah, a trade.
Trade too as well.
Yeah, because I'm going to a trade school right now.
Awesome.
To be a mechanic. So,
all right.
I'm looking at some jobs near $30 an hour. Yeah, I'll let you guys pass it on.
Good. So then, yeah, then continue going to mechanic school, work your side job, use that money from that side job to pay for the mechanic school so you get out with no debt, and then you can start going ahead and cash flowing and saving that money to actually buy assets that pay you back.
And avoid having a girlfriend. That could definitely divert your money.
Don't be a retard with that.
Don't be that.
Like right now?
Yes, bro.
Focus on success right now. You shouldn't be taking any women seriously at 18 years old. Go to school, get that trade, make money on the side, pay that trade off so you graduate with zero to no debt, and then all the money that you make from your high-income skill being a mechanic, you go ahead and you save that money and you buy assets with it. Earned income always goes to assets, not liabilities.
Don't have kids.
All right.
Don't buy cars brand new. Build your credit score.
Oh yeah, about credit score. I got the authorized user under my dad, and my dad has perfect credit score. How long should it take for me to build up like good credit under that?
It shouldn't be long. At least like
6 months to 1 year.
Yeah, 5 months.
6 months to 1 year, and then check your credit score after 6 months. If you're somewhere in the high 600s, 700s, then apply for your own credit card.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
6 months to a year.
Yeah, you got it, bro.
All right.
Credit score on. Sheesh.
Right, thank you.
You're 18 years old. You got the world ahead of you. Don't fuck up.
Yeah,
all right. Who's
it,
up next?
Next, we have last one, 9189. 9189. Claims to be a Reddit mob.
God damn. No, what took you so long, nigga?
All right, you know what? Never mind.
But anyway.
Get out. So that is all. Thank you very much.
Go ahead, bro. Go.
9189.
What's your question?
Well, I asked for a hater. Y'all didn't even, like, call on me, man. What the fuck? Anyways, Myron, I actually called in to critique you because.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead. Give your criticism.
Because I was looking at it. I'm like, yo. This man's leading us as guys. He's like pointing out the blueprint of how to live life, be high value, all that other shit. But I'm like, yo, this nigga don't even hold himself accountable. So I'm like looking at it, like objectively, I'm like, yo, I watched the 8-hour stream and I'm like, this nigga wilding out. I'm like, he got employees, he got people that are relying on him and FNF, and he's out here being mad reckless. Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, even if he's in the shadow realm, right? Even if he's doing all these things to kind of like keep things incognito. We know the ops are always watching. We know they're always keeping tabs on everything, getting clips, and always looking for new ways to throw you guys off the platform. YouTube right now is one of the biggest search platforms for videos. So for you to put yourself in a predicament where you already on like a fucking thin line, and on top of that too, you're being extra reckless, and on top of that too, the niggas around you can't even check you. I'm like, yo, He's just trying to burn the ship down. And I'm like, and not even that, too. Seeing Mo win, seeing Bill win, seeing Fresh win, seeing all other dudes around you not even be able to hold you accountable. I'm like, yo, this is a bad precedent to set. Not even that, too. It's showing a lack of temperance. It's showing a lack of, what's it called, discipline. And not even that, too. Like, the most important thing is just setting a bad example on how to, what's it called, adapt to situations that are hard. Because if you're already in a situation that's hard and you know you have to play the game a little bit to get back in good graces, why put yourself in a spot where you're making yourself even more reckless?
Well, I'm sorry. What specifically was reckless?
Well, all the are we on the Shadow Realm or no?
No, we're still on YouTube.
Yeah, we can go Shadow Realm. Go ahead. Tell me specifically. Go Shadow Realm real quick. All right. What specifically was reckless, bro? Go ahead.
All the juice shit, bro. All the juice shit. Like, the chat, most of these niggas in the chat, I'll be honest with you, because I'd be on the Reddit, I'd be on the Telegram watching this shit. Some of these niggas are trying to get y'all banned. They actually want you guys to get banned. Their hate watches are consistently putting feet forward to, like, get you to burn yourself down because they say that you are literally going to tie a rope around your neck and hang yourself just because of the fact that they know you're going to go into the joke too much and make a bad decision and basically fuck yourself over.
Have we talked about that stuff recently?
Yeah, 8-hour stream, man. The 8-hour stream, I listened to all of it.
What did I say?
When you had... Pardon?
What did I say?
What did you say specifically? It was when you were making jokes like the... da 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 those type of stuff. Already the people are looking at you like an anti-Semite. You know the ADL is always coming after niggas, right? And on top of that, so you know right now... FNF is already in YouTube's bad graces. The last thing you want to do is have something else go viral with you being, for lack of a better term, and I mean it with love because you've actually helped me out a lot in my life, right? Being immature to a point where it's juvenile. And I get it. I love the humor, but at the end of the day, it's like, come on, man. You got to be better than that.
Did you see how I made fun of all the other races?
Answer back, and I'll just watch it later on because right now I have an important call coming in. Have a good night. Take it easy. I love you, Zerka. Easy.
This fucking guy, he makes his comment and then doesn't even respond to what I said.
Might be a little worried about your response.
Huh?
Might be worried about your response.
What do you mean worried about?
As in, like, he doesn't want to be on the phone for your response. Maybe he's kind of scared. Who knows? But...
yeah. I mean, here's the thing, man. Some people might look at it as reckless, but I consider it authentic. The shock value, the comedy, the lack of not giving it, like the reason why we're successful is because we're not scared. You understand? So you got to choose. Are you going to stand for something or fall for anything? And my thing is I look at it like, yo, obviously, within you have to operate in certain boundaries, et cetera, which, you know, we're obviously doing now with Shadow Realm and all this other crap. But if you're going to be authentic, you always take a risk. That's just what it is. So that's the same thing that made us popular in the first place is being authentic. Some people like it. Some people don't. You know, people are going to have their issues and have their criticisms, but it is what it is. So my thing is I think that's what made us popular in the first place is being authentic. Sneeko, W. Fresh. Shout out to you, Sneeko. Sneeko's in the house.
Oh, that's funny. That's real, Sneeko?
You never cross the line. You only snort it.
We got a buck, nigga.
DG Build. Myron, always solid. Pain and suffering for breakfast. WFNFM. Only the real ones get it. Peers I learned from Tate, Tristan, Myron. W. Fresh will explain and how to deal with soft people. Thanks. W. Show yesterday I was crying while getting ready to work. Rumble, YouTube, the show wouldn't have happened without a Rumble is the future. Facts. 28 male, 424. Credit score and starting insurance careers soon. Money will come big later, but I'm broke right now. Which would be better for me? Get part-time mover job or become a cop while selling law, LI? You ain't going to be a cop with a 424 credit score, bro. They run a credit check for most law enforcement agencies, and you will not get on with that.
Damn.
So you need to get your credit up. 28, y'all changed my life, man. Ended a 2.5-year relationship, paying down debt, started a side hustle. Love you guys. Love Tate. Shout out, FNF.
Shout out to you,
Devil, BJ.
Shout out, Devil.
And that was a $100 rant. Don DeMarco.
Yeah,
Don
shout
DeMarco.
Out to my friend. Appreciate that. And the last
Don
one,
DeMarco,
AW7,
DeMarco.
Stop simping on YouTube. You ain't getting remonetized censorship to cater to them instead of cutting YouTube off with Twitch is hurting the show quality. YouTube FNF clips is how viewers will find you new Vi.
I guess new views.
Oh, wait. Pull that back up.
We in the Shadow Realm anyway.
Okay.
I shot a rum for it. So we can read it.
Bro, we got to play by the rules. So that's why we do the Shadow Realm stuff. So if y'all want the uncensored stuff, y'all got to come to Rumble.
Rumble.
So, you know what I'm saying? You got to play the game. It's their platform. It is what it is. But that's why we're doing the Shadow Realm thing. So, and I'll, just so y'all know, by the way, the stream that we did, that guy was talking about, 99% of it was on Rumble. It wasn't on YouTube. So, whatever. Cool. Guys, we're going to go ahead and end this right now. We got the girls here. We're going to start it up by 9:40. So we'll catch you guys back here in about 20 minutes. Peace.
Peace.